Advocate, right here, noon to 2 each Saturday.
You are loyal listeners.
Find out how to win on AM760.net.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
After days of 9/11 horror,
the defense begins its uphill battle to save Zakarias Moussaoui's life.
Rising tensions with nuclear Iran.
He needs confrontation in order to survive.
The sextuplet hoaxers fess up.
We just didn't sit down one day and decide that we're going to scam everybody.
Good morning, I'm Bill Whitney with the CBS World News Roundup. Zakarias Moussaoui's lawyers can't change the horrors of 9/11, but in court today they'll try to change the perception that their client was part of the plot.
The defense must try to win over a jury that's just heard hours and hours of horror and heartbreak. The cockpit voice recording of United Flight 93 played yesterday dramatically drove home the terror felt in those planes September 11th, as well as the bravery of a group of passengers fighting back against all odds. Moussaoui's lawyers will claim he's mentally ill, CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
The best argument for the defense is to remind jurors that Moussaoui says he wants to die, that he wants to become a martyr, and that they, the jurors, can stop him from getting his wish.
The defense wants to put on the stand convicted shoe bomber Richard Reed, apparently to try to destroy Moussaoui's claim that the two of them worked together on a plan to fly a plane into the White House. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Alexandria, Virginia.
A steel cross that stood at the World Trade Center site has to be removed, but WCBS Radio's Peter Haskell reports it's not going far.
These two intersecting I-beams found in the rubble here at Ground Zero proved to be a powerful symbol. Former Ground Zero chaplain Father Brian Jordan feels this cross is still important today.
It is a source of consolation and comfort for surviving family members and also people who lost their friends and loved ones.
That's why Father Jordan says it should remain a visible presence, even if it has to be moved. While the Port Authority suggested the cross be placed in storage, Father Kevin Madigan of St. Peter's Church has an alternative.
If they wanted to place it at St. Peter's Church property, we'd be glad to do that.
St. Peter's is across the street.
With uranium enrichment now underway in Iran, UN nuclear watchdog Mohammed El-Baradei arrived in Tehran today, hoping to defuse the situation.
I still believe that the time is ripe for a political solution.
Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said today, "Our situation has changed completely. We are a nuclear country and speak to others from the position of a nuclear country." An unconfirmed report says an Al-Qaeda operative wanted for the 1998 U.S. Embassy bombings in Africa was among six militants killed in a raid by Pakistani Army helicopters near the Afghan border. Today, soggy Northern California can expect some relief from the wet weather that's made such a mess. KCBS Radio's Doug Sovereign reports.
The Bay Area's hillsides seem more like a confluence of rivers. Water gushes down every ravine and gully. Rock and mudslides block countless streets, sometimes taking houses with them. It rained a record 25 days in March. It's rained every day but one in April. Levees are oozing, creeks rising, spirits sagging as rain-weary San Franciscans wonder if it's time to build an ark. Doug Sovereign, CBS News, San Francisco.
The forecast calls for scattered light rain today, heavy again tomorrow. Former FEMA director Michael Brown, who took much of the blame for the government's response to Hurricane Katrina, says he could do a heck of a job for St. Bernard Parish, Louisiana.
I know kind of how things sometimes work and don't work, clearly. And if they're having problems getting things done, I can probably tell them why it's not getting done and some ways they might be able to make it work faster for them.
Brown insists he's not looking to be a paid consultant, but reportedly parish officials have decided they can get through recovery and rebuilding without him. Like everything else after Katrina, Passover is different this year. Dave Cohen of New Orleans station WWL has the story.
Dozens of people turned out at this suburban synagogue because many Jewish families in New Orleans have nowhere to hold the ceremonial Passover meal or Seder this year. Leonard Brannick is just one example.
My house is totaled. My house was flooded with the hurricane, but I'm living in a FEMA trailer in front of my house.
Part of the Passover tradition is welcoming strangers to your Seder. Susan McCoy helped prepare this Seder and says this year that is more important than ever after Hurricane Katrina.
And it's healing, and we need healing right now.
Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
4 minutes past the hour.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A quarter of Coloradans can't pay their energy bills on time. In March alone, one in four failed to pay their Xcel energy bills, and that could mean everyone's rates will jump. The more than 292,000 overdue bills add up to a record $78 million. However, a spokesman for the PUC says most of those checks come in late, Only 1% of the consumers fail to pay at all. A record March follows a record February, in which more than 300,000 customers failed to pay. Xcel blames it on skyrocketing natural gas prices. We may all have to make up the slack when the rates are evaluated by the Public Utilities Commission. That meeting has not yet been scheduled. A youngster mauled by the family dog in Firestone yesterday.
2-year-old Damian Winter was bitten in the face, primarily most severe injuries to his forehead, by the family guard dog, which is a Rottweiler Chow mix.
The child was playing on an enclosed porch at home when he was attacked. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you. Off to a good start so far today. Move along fine on I-25 as you come out of Thornton North Glen. Check and clear on I-70 from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora, 225 in the Turnpike. Both trouble-free to start off your drive. And in Boulder, had an earlier problem that shut down Arapahoe between 75th and Cherryvale. That has reopened again. The diagonal on Highway 93, both still pretty quiet, so is Foothills Parkway, South Boulder Road, and Belmont.
VH1 Classic presents two of the greatest bands of their era playing nothing but hits. The New Cars and Blondie, together live.
One way, another.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Blondie and the New Cars. Todd Rundgren, Elliot Easton, Greg Hawks, Kasim Sultan, and Prairie Prince. For the first time in 17 years, the New Cars and Blondie. The event you don't want to miss, May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. Get your tickets on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone at 303-830-TIXS or online at HOB.com. Purchase your tickets online and get a free New Cars and Blondie digital album through eMusic. Let the good times roll again. May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. The New Cars Road Rage Tour 2006 and Blondie. Produced by House of Blues Concerts.
This, as the head of the UN's Atomic Energy Agency, Mohammed El-Baradei, arrives in Tehran to make nice with the government there, or as he puts it,
to seek more active cooperation between the Islamic Republic of Iran and the agency with a view to move forward on clarifying remaining outstanding issues that has to do with the nature of the Iranian nuclear program.
More after this for Emerson. With over 17 million consumers of plastic born in China this year alone, preparing for increased demand takes on a whole new meaning. That's why businesses turn to Emerson. Emerson accurately predicts what world trends mean for them. So Emerson can create cutting-edge technologies that increase plant productivity, even as they reduce overall costs. Emerson anticipates customer needs. So when they're ready, Emerson's ready. Emerson, consider it solved. If, like many entrepreneurs, you dreamed of launching your own online store, but always held back because the prospect of creating an e-commerce website seemed too daunting, HostwayBusiness.com wants you to know it doesn't have to be that way. They will design and launch your online store for you or redesign your existing store for as little as $399. Make your e-commerce dream a reality. Let HostwayBusiness.com get started on your online store today. There is only one possible way out of the impasse with Iran, says Mohammed El-Baradei.
The only way to resolve the outstanding issues is through negotiation, and I hope that conditions will be created for Iran and all concerned parties to go back to the negotiating table.
But Iran, the Iranian government, doesn't seem in a negotiating mood, and neither do we.
There are demands on the table, and the Iranians need to accede to those demands.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. At some point, she says, mere words won't do anymore.
There's no doubt in my mind that if the Iranians continue down this course, there has to be some course of action by the Security Council.
The Security Council is not in session at the moment, but the countries that make up the Council have been talking, says Secretary Rice.
We're consulting now, and the Security Council reconvenes. I think it will be time for action. We can't let this continue.
To let it continue, says the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton.
That is leaving a potential nuclear weapons capability in the hands of the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, and that is not a happy prospect.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
K.
Karen, open-toed shoes?
I know.
Your feet, they look beautiful.
I know.
But your toenails used to be so... I'm sorry, but they looked ugly.
I know. I tried something new to improve them. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit. It has a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week.
1 week? That's so fast.
I know. Trust me. If you want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week... Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
The Osgood File, April 13th, 2006.
This is the hour of...
No power.
We're pedaling as fast as we can. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Ten minutes after 6 a.m. 760, Progressive Talk. It's the hour of no power. As the sun begins to rise out there, and it's a little foggy out this morning, which I don't know if that has something to do with the conversion of temperature or whatever the case is, because it's going to be warm today. High today of 83, and I never found out what yesterday's high was. And it seemed to me when I was out and about, a little thermometer that you have built into your car, indicated that it was like 75 yesterday, but I don't know if that was the actual high or not. Does Bailey know? Does Bailey have any idea what the high was? We don't know. We don't know. We're going to find out. Because we don't know what the high was yesterday. 303-713-7600, and don't forget you can sign up to win that eco trip to Costa Rica. Do it now. Sign up at am760.net. We've had a winner every morning this week, which is great news. And hopefully, I'm keeping my fingers crossed, that whoever wins that eco trip to Costa Rica, that they're from this show. Because that certainly would be great. There's a bunch of stuff going on this morning. Iraq, of course, continues to plague the president and continues to drag down his poll numbers. And Iran, of course, which we've talked about a couple of mornings now, in this first hour, is still very much in the news. And you heard Charles Osgood, if you listen to the Osgood Report, and Mohammed Al-Baradei is in Tehran today to try to talk to the Iranians and to try to get some kind of negotiation thing going. There's an article this morning in the L.A. Times, excuse me, that Americans are divided over the prospect of U.S. military action against Iran if the government in Tehran continues to pursue nuclear technology. But here's the big thing. The majority do not trust President Bush to make the right decision on that issue. This is according to a Los Angeles Times Bloomberg poll. Asked whether they would support military action if Iran continued to produce material that could be used to develop nuclear weapons, 48% of the poll's respondents, or almost half, said yes, 40% said no. If Bush were to order military action, most respondents said they would support airstrikes against Iranian targets, and about 1 in 4 said they would support the use of American ground troops in Iran. The findings of the poll, conducted largely before the Iranian government announced Monday that it had enriched uranium for civilian energy generation, reflected public concern about Iran's acquisition of nuclear technology, but public division over the best U.S. response. And check this out. A majority of respondents, 61%, say they believe that Iran would eventually get nuclear weapons. 15% said they believe Iran would be prevented from developing nuclear weapons through diplomatic negotiations. And 12% said they thought Iran would be stopped through military action. But here's the thing. 54% said they do not trust George W. Bush to make the right decision when it comes to Iran. So what's ending up happening here is Bush's trustworthiness is headed down the tubes. His trustworthiness is in trouble. Here's the question, though. And I asked it yesterday, but I didn't. Excuse me, I didn't really phrase it the right way, because I was thinking about this overnight. We were talking yesterday, and we talked the day before about political capital and whether Bush could sell the war
if he had to sell the war to Iran, if he could sell it to you and to me. And the majority of you who called said no. But here's the thing. If you step back and you think about it, what does this administration do really, really well? What's the one thing they do really well? What's the one hole card that they always have, that they always play, and that they get away with it? Can anybody name that? Anybody got any ideas? You know what it is? It's fear factor. They're good at playing the fear factor. Now, how many of us, you know, honestly, and I'd love to hear what your answer is on this, because I think we all agree about this, but I'm not sure. 303-713-7600. How many of us are concerned about Iran getting a nuclear weapon? Now, some of you are going to answer yes. Some of you are bound to say, no, Jay, there's other things going on I'm more concerned about. War in Iraq. Illegal immigration. But here's something to think about. How many of us out there would admit to being scared about Iran getting a nuclear weapon? Even if, and experts do, experts dispute this, even if it could be 10 years away, 90 days away, 2 years away, 3 months away, question is, and I don't know how many of you want to step forward and talk about this openly and candidly at 6:16 in the morning, but the question here is, how well do you think the Bush administration can get away with playing the fear card? And how many of you are willing to admit to me this morning that you're concerned about Iran getting a nuclear weapon, and that some of us might be scared that Iran is going to get a nuclear weapon, that we're scared of them having a nuclear weapon? Because, see, you know what? It's not a normal thing for any of us to come forward and go, yeah, you know what? I'm scared. Maybe come forward and say you're concerned, but not come forward and say you're scared. And so the question here at 303-713-7600, will the Bush administration be able to play the fear card and be successful with it? And do you think they can scare enough of us into supporting some kind of action against Iran? Because that's what they'll do. They'll play the fear card. 303-713-7600, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Is replacing your car's windshield on your to-do list? Give Shot Glass a call. They handle the insurance paperwork so you don't have to. Their mobile installers can have your auto glass replaced while you work. Want a discount? Ask your coworkers if they also need their auto glass replaced. For a quick quote, call Kenny Schock at 720-226-4914. Whether for commercial, residential, or auto, give Kenny Schock a call at 720-226-4914.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Do some call you a health nut? If so, I bet you're concerned about the water you drink. I know your brain is. It's 75% water. So maybe the reason you're not thinking so straight anymore is because of all that dirty water swishing around in your brain. I got a solution for you. Polar Bear Water Distillers. They produce 100% pure water. Unlike bottled water, you can control the source of your health and save money to boot. Give us a call at 303-499-9769 to find out more. Oh yeah, you're having a hard time with that dirty brain of yours. To contact the nice people at Boer Superior Watt, call 303-499-9769. And if you're tech savvy, you can find us on the web at the number 4, superiorwater.com. Polar Bear Water Distillers. For those of you who care about pure body and mind, Polar Bear.
Is this what the legal system sounds like to you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Order in the court.
If you've been injured in a traffic or any other serious accident, you need an attorney who can make sense of the complex legal system. The attorneys at Gregory and O'Sullivan will work on a contingency fee basis to get your medical bills and lost wages paid and more. Call Gregory and O'Sullivan now for a free consultation at 720-266-4910. 720-266-4910.
TV system with standard installation free. 3 months of premium channels, including HBO, Showtime, Stars, and Cinemax, all free. Why, even a free DVR. Now, if you like spending a lot of money every month, well, then don't call. But if you want to get all the channels you watch right now for about half the price of cable, give us a call. We're going to humiliate the cable company and give you a ton of free stuff. Call 1-800-600-6196. It's time to cut the cable and take the DirecTV challenge. Call Dish Direct at 1-800-600-6196. That's 1-800-600-6196.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 621, 21 minutes after 6, high today 83, mostly sunny skies. Going to be a really warm day today. And is 83 unusual for March? Or no, actually, we're in April. Why did I think we were in March? All right. There's a Los Angeles Times article out today. You can see it at latimes.com. About half of those polled support military action if Iran continues its nuclear activity, but they don't trust George W. Bush to make the right decision. And my question is about the fear factor, which this administration is very, very good at playing. They're very good at playing the fear factor in order to get us to go along with what's going on. Now, how many of you out there are scared of Iran having the bomb? Now, here's the thing. According to what I understand, Iran's delivery capability works like this. Israel would be threatened. All of the Middle East would be threatened. Parts of Europe and parts of Russia and parts of Eastern Europe. They have no delivery capability to reach the United States of America. But my question is, are you scared about them having nuclear weapons? And two, do you think this administration can pull it off using the fear factor, which they used in Iraq, which they have used before, and undoubtedly they'll turn around and they'll use it again? 303-713-7600, two lines open. Let's go to Bart in Monument. Bart, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Hey, thanks. I love your program. Love what you do for Americans, and I really appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you.
I wanted to say, I'm a great big 6'7" fireman, and I am afraid of Iran having the bomb, having nuclear capabilities, but I don't care if we were, 5 to 10 months away from them having it, not 5 to 10 years. I don't think we should do any nuclear venture into anybody's backyard. I think that the 50s and 40s and 50s have desensitized people to the fact. Remember the fallout aspect of nuclear bombing.
Right,
the environment is already fragile as it is. The radiation, the mutations. I don't think that our generations to come. I have two small children, 9 and 11 year old daughters, and how are they ever going to live that down? I mean, we're already, the rest of the world is very upset with our outlook now with this Bush crowd, this horrible people in office. I just feel like it would be a travesty, sir.
Yeah, it concerns me that they could have it, whether it's 90s or 5 years from now. But, using nuclear bunker busters, that scares me equally as much. And I'm scared that these guys will play the fear card and they'll get away with it.
Yes, sir. And that, you know, it's so sad that the American mentality, the general Americans are able to be manipulated that way, especially after what's been going on. You know, Condoleezza Rice sounds like a little lapdog when she talks. Her voice quavers, and she says, "Well, I feel we're going to need to take this next action. It's all just an act." I mean, these people are shameless, Jay. I'm so sad that they are able to manipulate the average Americans the way they do. That's sad.
Yeah. Well,
thank goodness there's guys like you out there who stand up and, you know, I love Air America. I love all of you. But every morning I wake up and you're trying to, you know, put a show out here that people can voice their opinions. And it's great. You know, I'm just really happy you're here.
Thanks, man. You're the best. I appreciate
all right.
The call.
Have a great day.
Okay. So does the administration get away with it? Do they use the fear factor and manipulate us into supporting this? Because fear is a powerful weapon. And what was it Franklin Delano Roosevelt said? You know, you got nothing to fear but fear itself. Let's go to Jan in Inglewood. Jan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm good. I want to say everything Bart said about you is true.
Oh, thanks.
Everything. Listen, I fear nuclear weapons no matter who's got them, and we've got the most, and I don't know if I can trust the Bush administration to leave them in their silos. I mean, that's why the nuns are back up there in Weld County protesting again.
Yeah, well, you know, this Bloomberg Los Angeles Times poll indicates that you're not alone in this, in the fact that, you know, the majority of Americans do not trust the administration to make the right decision. Question is, do they play the fear card and get us to go along? Does the majority of American public buy it through the use of fear?
Well, there's two things I want to tell you. I had my taxes done. And my bookkeeper is very conservative. And she just always says to me, would you have rather fought him over here? And I just keep looking at her going, you know what? Iraq had nothing to do with what happened in New York.
Yeah.
And she doesn't get that part. The other thing that's been starting to come up, and this is something I tried to talk to another talk show host, your buddy Ed, about a year ago. These people all believe in Armageddon. It's Christian right, and they are... Part of the thing, when you were talking yesterday about the illegals and stuff, the problem is Washington is owned by money. All of Washington. I don't care if it's Congress. I don't care if it's the Bush administration. I don't care who it is. And that's the problem. We can't get anything done because we don't have any money to lobby them and get it done. The big corporations do.
Right, right.
But this Armageddon thing... I mean, 30% of the people, the Christian right in this country, believe that they could push the Armageddon envelope, and that's part of what all of this is about. We don't have to worry about the environment because the end is coming. We don't have to worry about getting along with other countries because the end is coming. And they think they're pushing the envelope on this to make the Middle East unstable to where the end of the world comes.
Yeah, you know, there's this Kevin Phillips book, out, and I'm reading it, and it's, the title of it escapes me. It's American Theocracy, I think is what it's called. And it deals with three subjects. It deals with oil, it deals with debt, and it deals with the religious rights takeover of the GOP. And you're absolutely 100% right. There's a contingency of the GOP, including, I suspect, this administration. Parts of this administration, and the president was asked about this about 3 weeks ago and didn't give an answer, kind of looked puzzled. But there is a segment of this administration and the religious right that believes in this Armageddon thing, this end times thing. You're absolutely right. And that, you know, you bring us up, that scares me too.
That scares the bejesus out of me. And when I watched it happening on the Air Force Academy, and then I was telling John, I have a girlfriend who I'd known for over 30 years. She became born again, severed our relationship because I would not be born again.
Mm.
And said she couldn't deal with people like me because the end was coming.
Yeah, there's another story that's about radical Christianity that I'm going to do a little bit later on in the morning. They're definitely... on the move, both politically and also socially. But this whole end times thing is extremely scary. So they have nothing to lose. Meanwhile, in order to get their way, so the administration plays the fear card, and it'll be interesting to see if the administration can pull this off. I'm like you. I'm scared of anybody that's got those nuclear weapons.
Well, and I think we have to, as individuals, it's just like not overreacting to the current immigration issue. The immigration issue's been here a long time. Now that we've opened it up, they're storming the border. I don't know if you know that, but there's a...
Oh, yeah, they're trying to get ahead of the curb.
Yeah, but we have got to try and stay as calm as we can and be reasonable about this and not let this whole thing get over the top like my bookkeeper is. I mean, she still believes that Iraq had something to do with 9/11.
Yeah. Jan, great call. Thank you so much. Appreciate you getting up and being part of the show.
I appreciate you so much, Jay.
Take care, Jan.
Bye-bye.
Bye. One line open at 303-713-7600. So does the fear card work? And will the Bush administration get what they want through playing the fear card, hyping up the possibility of Iran having the bomb? Because if you go cruise the Internet and you go look at the wire service stories, experts are not sure as to how long it's going to take them to get it. I got one line open at 303-713-7600, 630 at AM 760, Progressive Talk, and a look at Progressive Traffic with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. Things are starting to pick up on the highways. I-25 now filling in between 104th and the Turnpike, 225 and 6th Avenue. They're both in pretty good shape so far. We're already bunching up eastbound I-270 from I-76 to York. Now, Boulder Streets, the diagonal and Foothills Parkway, they're starting to pick up a little bit. So is Highway 93 between Boulder and Golden. The Turnpike, a little sluggish eastbound now from Federal over towards Pecos. Checking out the forecast, should be a nice one. Sunny and warm today, highs near 80. We're at 47 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ever wonder what it would be like to walk through a rainforest? AM 760 Progressive Talk has your chance to win an eco trip to Costa Rica at the Crocodile Bay Lodge. Details on am760.net.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar, this is Michelle.
Michelle, my daughter can't get her breath.
Every month, OnStar offers help in thousands of emergencies.
I have contact emergency services.
Police department.
This is Michelle calling from OnStar. I have ambulance requested at Elk Forest.
Is she breathing?
It's my daughter. She's gasping for breath.
I got an ambulance on the way.
I feel like I'm going to pass out.
You have a history of heart problems?
I have a heart attack once.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Here. If you need us, you just push your emergency button anytime, okay?
Thank you.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. OnStar by GM. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com.
6:32, 28 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. More of your calls coming up at 303-713-7600 regarding the fear factor. You know, we could even enlarge the fear factor to talk about immigration as well. How much of that do you think involves the fear factor? And also Iran getting a nuclear weapon. Hey, Rocky's Autos has got an extra hour of buying power for you. They're open now until 9 p.m. It's our summertime hours, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. But if you come after 9, they'll stay late and they'll take care of you, and you'll be fine. They've also got the matching down incentive going on, up to $1,500. So if you put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down. And what you'll end up having is $3,000 down. And Rockies has got the largest selection. I always talk about this. Over 500 vehicles on the lot. I mean, they've got the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, and SUVs. So you can get everything you want, from a gas saver to a luxury vehicle, whatever it is that you're interested in, Rockies has got it. And they've got great people working out there, too. You know, I talk about them every morning, usually four times a morning. And they're good people. And they work hard at what they do. And they do care about their customers. And that's why a lot of people who go to Rockies are repeat customers. Check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. Check out the selection. See their TV commercials. You know, see their business philosophy. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, and just south of the Boulder Turnpike, family-owned and operated since 1982.
Hey, it's Randy Rhodes. Find out how you can win an incredible getaway to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica on AM760.net.
Good morning, 6:34, 26 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. High today, 83, mostly sunny skies. One line remains open at 303-713-7600. Doubts about taking on Tehran, about half of those polled, now check this out, half of those polled in an LA Times Bloomberg poll say they would support military action against Iran, but here's a caveat. They don't trust George W. Bush to make the call to do it. And my question this morning is, and you know what? We can enlarge this. My question is, if the administration pulls off the fear factor, does it work? That's number one. And number two, you know what? How much of the fear factor is involved in all of this? And maybe the fear factor is involved, too, in this whole storm that we've seen over the last couple of weeks about illegal immigration. All right, let's go back to the phones. We go to Ann in Golden. Ann, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Regarding Iran, sure, the Bush administration is pulling the nuclear weapons card once again, but I don't think that's the issue at all. I think Iran is proposing to open an oil exchange, a bourse, that's called, and trade in euros. And that would destroy the dollar, and I think Bush knows that, and so I think he can't afford to let Iran go that route, and so he's using the nuclear threat to get us all to be afraid. Mohammed al-Baradei has said numerous times Iran is nowhere near getting a nuclear weapon. It'll take at least a decade. I'm not afraid of Iran having the weapon. I'm afraid of Bush, but what I'm more afraid of is the apparent lack of intellectual curiosity on the part of the American people that they're willing to let this happen again. That's my comment.
Yeah, you know, but if you think about it, and I was thinking about this overnight, and it's one of the reasons why I raised the question this morning during this hour, the fear factor is a powerful, powerful motivator, whether it's Iran, Iraq, or even illegal immigration. Fear is a powerful, powerful motivator, and the key question here is, it's like the old Who song, we won't get fooled again. So do they play the fear card and then they get what they want because the American public, large, goes along with it? And let me add one other thing. I want you to consider this. If you listen to talk radio, particularly if you listen to this station, you make a conscious choice to know what's going on or to try to know what's going on in the world, and then, of course, participate and discuss it. How about the majority, though, of people who don't ever listen to talk radio? How about the ones who don't listen to this station? How about the ones who turn on Cozy this morning or something?
Well, fear us once, shame on the president, but fear us twice and shame on us because we're just not paying attention. You're right. We're not, there's a lot of us out there that are just a complete lack of intellectual curiosity and are willing to have the wool pulled over our eyes numerous times. Halliburton's already in Iran. They've been trading in Iran for a long time. It's all about money. It's all about oil. Iran is using the nuclear threat because they know we won't go in there, because America won't stand for a nuclear holocaust deal. But and yet they're willing to maybe go in there and bomb them if there's, maybe not using nuclear weapons, but still willing to use force, because that's what the president says, we need to do. It's just a sham. I mean, it's tough to watch it happen all over again.
It is. It is. It's very, very tough. And thank you. Great call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Vince on Capitol Hill. Vince, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hi, Vince.
I love that Weezer song, man. It makes me feel like summer.
There you go.
Anyway, no, I personally am not afraid, and I don't think there's anything to be afraid of except fear itself, kind of like FDR said. And unfortunately, because they do have the noise machine, that they preach fear so much. I mean, John Stossel, everything that can kill you, if you don't wash your hands, you're going to die. George Bush declared this war on terror, terror.
Right.
Which, it was a dreadful, horrible thing that happened on 9/11. What was it, 3,000 people that were killed or something?
Mm-hmm.
But, you don't mention that more people than that die every day from smoking, and, he didn't declare a war on cigarettes. People have to put things in perspective. You know, a plane could crash any day. You know, you could get some, you could get hepatitis and die, you know, things like that. People don't seem to worry about that. But because it's drilled in their head every day, be afraid of this, be afraid of this. And then people that have, you know, a little bit less character or a little bit less courage or a little bit less intellect, you know, I think I have found anyway that people that think, you know, a little bit more progressively, a little bit more liberally, are willing to do a little bit of research, do a little bit of thinking, do a little bit of, you know, pay attention, and they'll learn things, you know, aren't really quite as scary as they should be.
You know, I don't know if that has to do with character. I just think that, as I was saying to Ann, you know, you're always going to have a segment of the populace out there that, like, halfway pays attention or doesn't fully pay attention, and doesn't know the full ramifications of the decisions that are made, and can be manipulated easily, whether it's illegal immigration or whether it's Iran. They can be manipulated easily into being fearful and supporting a decision which may, in the end, be wrong.
Well, if you think about it, it's all the same issue. I mean, it's all fear, every single bit of it. The immigration issue is fear. It's fear of the unknown. I mean, if you really break that down, what are these people afraid of? They're afraid that they're not going to be able to go wash dishes or pick lettuce. Are they afraid of that? Well, apparently they're not afraid of that. Okay, so let's change that. Are they afraid that somebody's going to take the $4 an hour that they really want? Well, no, that's really not. They're not running that risk. So what are they afraid of exactly? Are they afraid they're going to have to learn how to speak Spanish? Well, that isn't going to happen because Americans don't learn anything. We're the most arrogant, ethnocentric country in the world. We're the only ones that don't speak other languages.
When it comes to Iran, here's what I'm scared of.
Yeah?
I'm scared they do get the bomb. I'm scared that they bomb Israel or another Arab state, and we get sucked into a huge conflict in which there's no escape. But on the other hand, I'm also scared of this administration, that the administration goes ahead and scares the populace, and we end up getting into a confrontation with them. I'm scared of both.
I agree. So, you know, do we want them to take that chance and we'll get sucked into it? Or I've got a better idea. Why don't we start it? And the thing that the guy, the Iranian guy, I don't know his name. He's kind of a kooky guy. But, you know, the things he's saying right now.
You're talking about Ahmadinejad or whatever his name is, the president? Yeah.
Don't the things he's saying right now sound a lot like Saddam who wanted all of his neighbors to think that he had weapons of mass destruction just to protect himself? I mean, all of this rhetoric sounds exactly the same. Oh, here's what we've got, here's what we've got. All of a sudden, they enriched uranium in a two-day period. I mean, you know, it seems a little convenient, number one. And, you know, it's now the rhetoric coming out of the White House is exactly the same. Do you remember the quote, "Why do you say we're going to war in Iraq? I hope we're not going to war in Iraq. I don't want to go to war in Iraq." It's exactly the same thing he's saying today.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
word for word.
We may be headed down the same road. You're right. Yeah. Vince, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
You bet.
All right. Couple of lines open here. 303-713-7600. It's 6:42 in the morning, 18 minutes away from 7 o'clock. And we're examining the fear factor here. The idea that the administration will get what it wants when it comes to Iran, and they'll do it through fear. And I ask the question, I mean, how many of you are actually scared that Iran gets the bomb? I mean, does that scare you? Or are you more scared that the administration does something irrational, and do you think that the administration can pull off this aim of perhaps getting into a confrontation with Iran by playing the fear card against you and I? Because fear is a powerful motivator. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. More of your calls coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, we're looking good coming out of Thornton North Glen this morning. I-25 moved along just fine. Starting to see a little bit of bunching right around 84th Avenue. Now, I-70 checking clear from Waint Ridge over to Aurora, 225 6th Avenue on the Turnpike. They're trouble-free to start off your ride. And Boulder had a fire on Arapahoe between 75th and Cherryvale. That has been taken care of, and now everything's open again. The diagonal on Highway 93, they're starting to pick up a little bit. So is Foothills Parkway, South Boulder Road, and Belmont. And on to the forecast. Sunny and warm today. Highs close to 80 right now. It's 47 degrees.
I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The same AAA that saves you on the road can save you money at over 80,000 merchants. While traveling, show your card and save on hotel.
If you're suffering from thinning hair, I've just got one question for you. Why? I mean, Proceed wants you to try their new powerful formula risk-free, so you can actually see yourself develop thicker, fuller hair. We're so confident you'll see results after just one application that we're giving you Proceed to try completely risk-free. You just use Proceed one time, and you won't need another application for 3 months. That's right, use it once and forget about it for months. We could tell you about men across America who are enjoying thicker, fuller hair thanks to Proceed. But we want you to see the power of Proceed firsthand. So try it risk-free and get a free bottle of our innovative volumizing shampoo today. You'll see results after your first application, guaranteed. Just call 1-800-492-3423. Face it, with this offer, there's no excuse for thinning hair, because now you can try it completely risk-free. That's 1-800-492-3423. 1-800-492-3423.
What if an expert who knew everything about Denver business could give you a 5-minute listing once a week of people and companies to read more about or to contact in order to move your business forward? Imagine the time you'd save and the money you'd make. Well, you can have this expert and his list, but it'll cost you $1.09 a week. Call 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
Let's qualify. Visit IntelliChoice.com for details. Cashback from Toyota Motor Sales USA. Offer on 06 models varies by region. See participating dealer for details. Offer ends 5106.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer, or for more information, please log on to Toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
Call LendingTree now to take advantage of their new home equity offer. You can get a $40,000 loan for only $217 a month. Call 1-800-555-TREE. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. See website or call for details and licensing.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to 2 Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to 2 each Saturday.
Free alignment, free oil change. Listen to that. Free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire. Mention this radio ad. Get a free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
This is Al Franken. Want to have breakfast with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
Yes, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. 6:47, 13 minutes from the 7 o'clock. Talking about this Los Angeles Times Bloomberg poll. About half of those polled support military action if Iran continues its nuclear activity, but they don't trust President Bush to make the call. And I'm asking you, because we've been examining this now over the last couple of mornings, does the administration pull this off using the fear factor by scaring us into confronting Iran? And the whole idea of we have nothing to fear but fear itself, and the fear factor resulting in a lot of things in this country. The whole Iranian situation, illegal immigration, because, as I said when I opened this up, most people won't come forward and tell you they're scared. And I wonder how many of you out there are scared about Iran getting the bomb. I'm concerned about it. And I feel like we're in a damned if we do and damned if we don't situation. But I just feel like this administration, what they'll end up doing, you know, never mind the discussions about political capital, what they'll end up doing is they'll end up scaring us into getting involved in this. 303-713-7600, two lines open. We go to Lydia in Fort Collins. Lydia, hi, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Real quickly, to answer the first question, is concerning, but I took a lot of political science in college, and I think for me that really keeps me from being extremely fearful about it. It really doesn't, you know, give me a reason to, but I think knowledge and understanding sometimes kind of, you know, helps us to at least see our way through things. What I'd like to say is my concern is that we're not getting a lot of information about how the international community would react to something like this, what the role of other countries would be in something like this, specifically countries like China and Russia, because they all have historic relationships, you know, with Iran and other countries in the Middle East. So I was wondering if maybe at some point maybe you could get a professor on or something of political science to, you know, maybe broaden this subject into, you know, some of that part.
Well, you know what I understand about it is China's not on the same page with us, but Russia is.
Okay.
China's concerned. China wants the oil, but Russia's scared because Iran's reachability with nuclear weapons would include part of Russia.
Right.
So they're scared of it. No, scared's not the right word.
I understand.
They're concerned about it.
Sure. And, you know, and what you just said, the UN, I don't know if, you know, the Bush administration would, you know, presume the same path that they did before, attempting to go to the UN and getting some type of international agreement to do what they did in Iraq. I don't know if they would follow the same path, or where are the diplomats, you know, from, you know, the other countries. It just sounds like, I saw the movie V for Vendetta, which I'd like to make a plug for that movie. I thought it was excellent. But it's kind of a metaphor of a lot that's going on, and it's just incredibly done.
Well, the Catch-22 situation the administration finds itself in is now they're going to have to go back and try to put together international relations, which they shattered over the Iraq war, in order to get cooperation to do something about Tehran, because we can't go it alone by ourselves, because we don't have the resources.
And, you know, thank you for saying that, because I feel that the word nuclear bomb would just about take the pants off of any country. And I really cannot see anybody getting on board with this, saying, yeah, this is a really good plan, because a nuclear weapon is beyond deterrent. It's beyond democracy. It's a total killing device.
And all right, so the bottom line is, do they pull it off with the fear card, yes or no, in your opinion?
I think that they could, but, you know, I don't know if it's, if it even matters. You know, as you asked that question, I just sat here and went, okay, if I just sit here in my home and entertain fear, what do we do as human beings when we're in a fear mode? You know, biologically, we're supposed to have the flight or fright factor. We either stay and get, you know, killed or whatever, or we take some form of action. Except somebody called earlier, this seems more like it's a psychological terrorism or fear, because, you know, I myself am squeezed between, you know, some of my neighbors. One side is very Jewish and pro-Israel, and the others are truly conservative. And I have friends, you know, and it's like, for me, the fear becomes, okay, do I have my neighbors come over for supper anymore? I think it can get that basic.
Yeah, I think it can. You know what? I think it can, too. Lydia, thank you. Appreciate
the
call.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
You bet.
Okay.
Thank you, too. Bye.
Bye. Let's go to John and Brush. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, John.
I think, I believe this whole fear thing is much bigger than we give it any credit for. The rise of the fundamentalist mentality is kind of a fear-based religion. So they've been spreading this for a long time. It is fear of death. It's you get saved by Jesus not because you want that, but because you're afraid of the alternative, which is hell. And it's always been a fear-based religion. Now we have the Left Behind series, 40-some million copies?
Oh, yeah, LaHaye, yeah.
Which people believe because part of that is they can avoid dying. There's a whole, you know, that's the idea. If you follow that series, it is because you get out of it. you don't have to die anymore. You don't have to raise any questions. You have this escape card. So I think the whole fear thing is much bigger. I think the Republicans or the neocons are using this to their great advantage. But I think it's a much, much bigger issue than just whether Iran has the bomb or, you know, Iraq is nasty or terrorists are bad people or Hispanics are coming across the border in hordes. So, Jay, I got to tell you, I was in Chicago for a convention with my wife, and I'm sitting in a restaurant, and the guys at the next table are talking about talk radio.
Hmm.
And I kept hearing them say, you know, Al Franken and Randy Rhodes and Ed Schultz and Jay Marvin, and I had to go over, and I walked around the corner, and I says, hey, you're talking about our guy there. Oh, you know, every time he sits in, we hear him up here in Chicago, we've got him up here in the line, you know, we from time to time, and they were speaking so highly of all the talk radio people. But when I said, hey, I'm from down there in the near the People's Republic and of Boulder, and they said, man, that guy has got it. Him and Ed Schultz, they're the stars in the crown.
Wow, that's very kind. Thank you.
Just had to tell you that. It was just a little Italian restaurant in the outskirts of Chicago.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, we love you up here.
Well, I love you too, John. Thanks. All right. Let's go to Peter in Denver. Peter, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, Pete. What about you?
Very well. I agree with the last couple of callers, particularly the last guy I just hung up about how well received you are here and how lucky we are to have you.
Oh, thanks.
And the woman before, I just think that for me personally, the bigger fear is what this administration would do or what they're capable of doing by instilling the fear on everybody. Iran obtaining nuclear capabilities, that's concerning, but the bigger fear is that, you know, if we were to go bomb them or whatever, because as we see now, this administration exit strategy actually is left to further administrations, and I think this would have far greater ramifications than Iraq.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Choice between A and B. A, the administration is irrational. B, the administration is reckless. Which do you choose? Or do you take both?
Both. C.
You think they're both irrational and reckless?
Yeah, I do.
Well, that's a scary thought. Talk about fear, that's really fear.
Yeah, I'm more fearful that the American public will just eat up the whole fear factor thing and get behind them and get on board and not think any further. I mean, if we were to invade Iran or bomb them in any way, is there any kind of exit strategy for that? I doubt it.
I don't know that the administration is talking. There's nothing in the news about the administration talking about using ground troops, and we don't have the ground troops to use.
No, we don't.
But there's certainly saber-rattling about this whole bombing issue, and that's why I kind of brought it up this morning, because I thought last night, well, here's what they'll do. In order to get what they want, they'll play the fear card, the fear factor. When in reality, two things are going on here. One, Iran doesn't have the capability to reach us. Two, it's in dispute as to how long it'll take. So I don't know, man. We'll have to see what they do. Peter, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Have a good day.
You bet. Thank you.
Okay. Coming up next, April the 15th, tax day. Want to know where your tax dollars are going? Well, we'll tell you. Coming up. Hang out.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You know what the good life is like because you dream about it every day. You dream about the bigger house and the luxury car, maybe traveling around the world. But you wake up and find you're still in the same old job, working for the same old pay, week in and week out. But what if I can show you how to make your fortune investing in real estate, even if you've never done it before? Come on, you say, it takes money to get started. And you're right, but it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've been making millions ever since. Hi, I'm Dolph DeRoos, and I'm inviting you to see what the good life is really like. I'd like to send you a powerful free tape that will show you how you can get started earning the kind of money you really want so you can become rich, very rich. Now, I'm going to give you a number that you need to call for my free tape. Are you ready? It's 1-800-300-0338. Stop dreaming about the good life and start living it. That's 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
AM 760 Progressive Talk is thanking you, our loyal listeners, with fabulous prizes. Find out how to win on AM760.net.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. The jury that spent days hearing 9/11 horror stories is about to hear the other side of the story. Lawyers hoping to spare the life of admitted terrorist Sicarius Moussaoui begin presenting their case 30 minutes from now.
The defense can't answer the victims. They can't talk about 9/11. They have to talk about their client, Moussaoui. And one of the things they're going to say is that this is a guy who came from a broken childhood. His family had a history of mental illness, schizophrenia, and so forth. He grew up in terrible conditions, and that somehow all of those things affected his judgment, his decision-making, his ability to communicate, and his ability to deal with other people.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen. Roads closed, homes gone, lives turned inside out. April in California.
This is John Blackstone in San Rafael in Northern California. I'm beside a stream where water is pouring off the hillside. This is usually dry at this time of year here. But this year, April has been unusually wet. Water is pouring off the hills here, and that's a sign that the ground is saturated. It can't absorb any more water. When that happens, the hills become unstable. Mudslides are the result.
In Grain Valley, Missouri, the husband and wife who cooked up a heart-wrenching story so they could get money from their neighbors are offering an apology.
We're really sorry. We didn't mean to.
Sarah and Chris Everson never did have sextuplets, but their tall tale took on a life of its own.
I was not pregnant.
And just kind of like snowballed after that, and it was just like got way too big too fast and really didn't have, you know, how to deal with it.
The Eversons say they'll give the money back and give back the gifts, but they could still face charges. If you're old enough, you might remember something called the mumps. Well, it's back. CBS's Steve Kathan is on the Health Watch. Steve, first off, what is the mumps?
Well, it's a virus spread by coughing and sneezing. Common symptoms are headache, fever, and swollen glands under the jaw. It can lead to more serious stuff, meningitis, hearing loss, and perhaps fertility problems.
And what do we know about the current outbreak?
Well, more than 500 cases reported in Iowa, dozens more in six other Midwestern states. And health officials now believe it may have been spread by two infected airline passengers who had stops in nine airports. One thinks she got it on vacation in the Dominican Republic. Frank?
Well, Michael Jackson may be able to buy his way out of a deep financial hole. Published reports say a deal's taking shape that would help Jackson avoid bankruptcy, but he'd have to give up his stake in the Beatles' music catalog, which is said to be worth $1 billion. Someone in the show-me state will be saying, show me the money, the one lucky winner in last night's $224 million Powerball lottery. The government says shoppers came out of hibernation last month. Retail sales were up 0.6%. Just ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are down 2 points. This is CBS News.
If you're taking a pain reliever for your arthritis pain, you could be taking something that may interact with your prescriptions. The pure pain relief of Tylenol Arthritis Pain works all day. And when used as directed, has fewer drug interaction risks than the NSAID Aleve. Stop. Think. Tylenol Arthritis Pain. Works up to 8 hours. Take only as directed.
At CompUS.
USA, we're kicking off our two-day crazy credit sale with a midnight madness on Friday. Go crazy with no interest financing for up to 60 months. That's 5 years of no interest on purchases of the latest technology over $2,499. It's this Friday until midnight and all day Saturday. Only at CompUSA. We got it. We get it.
Same as cash offer on approved CompUSA consumer card purchases. If not paid in 60 months, finance charges assessed from purchase date. Variable APR, standard 22.15, default 26.15. Minimum finance charge, $2.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Snowpack levels in the mountains well above normal in the north, yet Denver and Aurora are still going to limit your water use. In Denver and Aurora, you're only allowed to water 3 days a week, same as it's been in the drought years. Denver residents, though, can pick their days. Chips Berry with Denver Water.
It is unlikely that we would need to restrict people further this year, but we're going to be watching it closely. It's going to be no more than 3 days a week. We have a very good, robust system, but it's a better system when people use the water wisely.
Now, Aurora will set restrictions next Monday. We've learned that Aurora residents will again be limited to 3 assigned days a week. The Weld County Sheriff's Office investigating why a 2-year-old boy was bitten in the face by his family's guard dog. They say they've responded to Damian Winter's home once before because the 9-year-old Rottweiler Chow Mix bit someone else. That dog due to be euthanized within a week. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thanks, Tim. More people are heading out, and we're starting to see some trouble on the highways if you're coming in from Lakewood. Have a 3-car crash eastbound 6th Avenue approaching Federal. That's tied up the left lane with jams from Wadsworth. I-70 also seen a slow go from Sheridan because of a stalled truck. It's now off to the shoulder right before Federal. I-25, it's busy for you as you come out of Thornton North Glen right into downtown and through T-Rex and eastbound I-270. We're looking at brake lights from I-76 over towards York. Boulder Street's busy ride for you on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, and we're starting to see the usual bunching in both directions of the turnpike as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster.
Kid Rock brings the party back to Denver. Are you ready? Live in the lecture hall at Colorado Convention Center.
Cowboy, badass,
hillbilly kid, rock and roll stomp that'll blow your mind.
I feel like Jackson, Mississippi. Like Jackson, Mississippi.
Kid Rock. April 20th, live in the lecture hall at Colorado Convention Center.
With the top that
grab tickets now. On sale at all Ticketmaster outlets, HOB.com, or call 303-830-TIXS.
If it's gonna be big and it's gonna be bad, it's gonna be Kid Rock.
Look for his new CD, Live Trucker, in stores now.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 a.m., 7:60, Progressive Talk. Nice, warm day today. Well, I guess some people could call it hot. High today, 83, under mostly sunny skies. Don't forget to go to am760.net, register to win that eco trip to Costa Rica. And then if you win, take us with you. All right, Jay Marvin, along with you. Nice to have you here. Hey, where do our tax dollars go? You know April the 15th, of course, is tax day. From a tax fairness standpoint, this war and our continued military buildup without regard to physical responsibility, or fiscal responsibility, rather, shared sacrifice and diplomacy is costing us a ton of bread, and let's go talk to John Kafalas. He is director of the Tax Fairness Project at the Colorado Progressive Coalition. And, John, good morning, and welcome to AM 760.
Yeah, hey, Jay, how are you?
I'm doing good, John. How about you?
I'm okay, thank you.
All right, let's talk about this. Most of us will, you know, file our taxes, and we just have kind of, I mean, most of us just file it and then try to get on with our lives. When in reality, you know, we're fueling this huge, gigantic, I mean, it's things fiscally are out of control. Talk a little bit about this.
Sure. Well, first of all, tax day, because tax day falls on a Monday, it's actually April 17th, so people have 2 extra days to get their
right.
tax returns turned in. But I think the point that I want to make is that when you look at the federal budget, too much of the money that we pay in taxes is being spent on war. And if you look at the Iraq War itself, in 3 years that it's taken place, the cost to the American taxpayer has been something on the order of $316 billion. And that equates, according to an outfit called the National Priorities Project, that equates to $5 billion a cost to Colorado taxpayers. And when you consider that the Congress is continually looking at making cuts to human needs programs, while at the same time tax cuts that disproportionately benefit well-to-do households, you can see that the shared sacrifice is not there, the fiscal responsibility is not there, and over the long run, and actually over the short run, this thing is not sustainable.
Yeah, the thing that's really disturbing about this is not only all the things you've outlined so far, but that there's no end in sight to any of this either.
Right, and actually, when I throw out the figure of $316 billion, the direct cost of the Iraq War, some economists think that that's very conservative, because if you consider, for example, that something like 17,000 U.S. soldiers have been wounded, and many of those young men and women have been wounded seriously, there are going to be long-term costs to our society, both through trying to help those people rebuild their lives. And then if they are seriously wounded, they can't be in the workforce the way they used to be, and that has an impact. And some economists have actually said that over the long term, the cost of the Iraq War, which seems not to have any end in sight, could be on the order of $1 to $2 trillion.
I heard it was something like in the area of three.
Well,
trillion.
You know, you can throw numbers around, but bottom line is, in my opinion, is that we have to change course. I think that in terms of how we look at our priorities, and if we believe in this notion that a budget, a federal budget or a state budget or anything, is a moral document and it reflects our values, when we're making cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, education programs, and so on, I don't think that's a good thing.
Yeah, there's so much out there that needs to be attended to in this country. I mean, even the latest issue that has been, big now for two and a half, 3 weeks, which is border control and immigration, we don't have the resources because money for everything virtually is drying up because we're dumping it in this huge hole called Iraq.
Right, and actually, if you look at the overall military budget, by one analysis, we're talking about of the fiscal year 2007 budget, which hasn't been finalized. We're looking at 30% of the $2.8 trillion is going to current military expenditures, and even if you want to look at that piece of the pie, we're not using that money in a proper way. We're still spending it on things that that are still harking back to the Cold War, and if one wants to use this money properly, then we should be redirecting more of the money, for example, to port security. When we consider the fact that what percentage of the cargo that comes into our ports around the country is actually being inspected. I mean, that's where we should be putting our money, and our money could be better spent helping to provide health care for people, as well as all the other needs that we have in our country, in our society.
7:11, 11 minutes after 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Kafalas, Director of the Tax Fairness Project of the Colorado Progressive Coalition. Check it out online at progressivecoalition.org. The other thing, too, is this administration's, I don't know what the right word is for this, fetish or... I don't know the word I'm looking for here, but their deal about no bid contracts to their buddies, the fact that that they don't go out and try to get the most efficient, the most cost effective thing. What they do is they just go out and they farm this stuff out, and nobody has a chance to bid, so we don't know if we can get the same services for less money.
Right. And actually, I seem to recall, Jay, that there was an article in the Times or the Washington Post a number of weeks ago, and it showed that a Pentagon audit demonstrated that there were overcharges on the order of a couple of hundred million dollars, and yet and one would think that based on that, okay, we're not going to make payment, and yet the payments were still made to the companies like Halliburton. That are providing whatever they're providing over there in Iraq.
All right, so we know we have this problem, and I would venture to say, I mean, you look at the polls, the majority of people now in this country feel that the whole war in Iraq was a mistake. But as you indicated, it also cuts to our whole mode of defense spending, period.
Right.
I mean, we're still, you know, stuck in kind of a Cold War mentality here in a lot of the weapons systems and a lot of things that the Pentagon wants to spend money on or that the civilian leadership feels that we need.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the, I'm looking at some numbers for the current military budget, and these numbers show a total of $563 billion, which is an extraordinary number. And if you look down the various line items, I mean, some of these things are, you know, I mean, this administration continues to want to build more and more intercontinental ballistic missiles, for example, nuclear weapons, which I would offer to you are probably not the most effective things regarding our, you know, trying to address terrorism and violence around the world the way we have it in these current times. And I think taxpayers and voters need to know this, and that's why, you know, we do a lot of education around these issues, because most people, when they file their taxes, they're not the happiest
right.
people. And I think that if we're going to be paying taxes, those dollars, our dollars, should be invested, and they should be providing and helping with the common good. And taxpayers need to do something about that. And I think they can, because they need to become informed. And when they go vote in November, they need to make informed decisions.
Yeah, and these are questions we should be asking of potential candidates, too.
Absolutely.
You know, about what about the federal budget and about deficit spending and about, you know, spending on defense. Now, if people want to see the entire report, where do they go?
Well, you know, one place they can go to get a bunch of information would be the website of this outfit called the National Priorities Project.
Mm-hmm.
And that's www.nationalpriorities.org. And if you go there, you'll see a number of different things. In fact, one of the more fascinating things is you can go to Colorado, or you can go even to your own community, and you could look at, you know, exactly if you know how much is being spent in your community. I mentioned earlier that the cost of the Iraq War has, overall, the country, it's cost $316 billion, but in Colorado, it's cost something like $5 billion. Where I live in Fort Collins, Colorado, that number is something like $129 million. But you can also, if you know, for example, if you look at that $5 billion, you can. There's a calculator on this website, and it can show you that if you use that money differently, for example, that $5 billion could provide health care in Colorado for over 900,000 people. And when you consider that we currently have something like 780,000 people in Colorado, this $5 billion could help address, a very serious problem that we're faced with in our state. So that's where people can go, and they can also see, for example, that the median income family in 2005 paid about $5,500 in federal income taxes. And they can see how that's broken out, that almost $1,600 of that has gone for current military expenditures. And by the way, Jay, we haven't even talked about the interest on the national debt.
Yeah, right.
In this current budget, we're looking at a number of something like $353 billion that's being paid just on interest alone. And you know, there's different opinions about how much of this national debt is attributable to military spending and wars that have occurred, you know, over the last 30 years. And again, that's another cost that's taking away from human needs, that's taking away for things of addressing poverty, both in our country and around the world. If for example, you know, immigration is a big issue right now, obviously, some people would offer, including myself, that if we could do more investment or foreign aid to Mexico and help build the economy there, that would be a significant way of keeping folks in their own communities, because oftentimes they're coming here for jobs. I mean, there's a lot of things we could be doing differently. We must change course, I believe, and I think Congress needs to step up to the task.
Yeah, you know what, John, I would agree 150%. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Appreciate you being on the show. And
sure.
We urge everybody to go to nationalpriorities.org or go to progressivecoalition.org. John, thank you so much.
Yes, take care, Jay.
All right, there's John Kafalis. He is the director of Tax Fairness Project at the Colorado Progressive Coalition. Go to progressivecoalition.org. If you want to see the tax information, go to nationalpriorities.org. 7:18, 18 minutes after 7. Coming up at 7:30, Pat Walk from the Democratic Party will be here. Development in the whole trailhead robocall John Suther's controversy, and we'll talk more about that. Don't forget to go to am760.net, register to win that eco trip to Costa Rica, and all the rest of the fabulous prizes you can win. It's our way of saying thank you for being a part of AM760, Progressive Talk. We appreciate you being here.
Progressive traffic.
Well, things are picking up around town. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 are all loaded up. Arapahoe, Broadway, Bayside, and South Boulder Road running heavy, and the Turnpike bunching up eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. I-25, seen a slow go as you head out of Thornton Northland right into downtown. Have a couple issues working if you're headed in from Lakewood. Have a three-car crash eastbound 6th Avenue approaching Federal. That's tied up the left lane with jams from Wadsworth. I-70 also seen a slow go from Chardon because of a stalled truck. That's now off to the shoulder right before Federal. Southbound 225, slow go for you from Parker Road into the Tech Center and on to the forecast. Going to be a nice one today, sunny and warm, highs near 80. We're at 49 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Looking for the full potential from your car? Michelin can help. Michelin Pilot Performance Sport Tires help deliver confidence and uncompromising performance to unleash the full potential of your car. Ask your Michelin dealer today about Michelin Pilot Performance Sport Tires.
Just Brakes.
Yes. Does Just Brakes have a good deal on pads and shoes?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for $99.88.
Including installation?
Yes, ma'am. We'll also machine rotors and drums and inspect your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machines rotors and drums for $99.88. That's a great deal. And, of course, I only trust my car to the true brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Checker Auto Parts.
What your car is really saying, number 6, the minivan.
After 8 years of ferrying this family around to baseball, ballet, and Bible school, my parts are pooping out, don't you know? Put a sock in it, boy. Anyway, just the other day, I dripped an embarrassing stain on my parking spot at the mall, and my steering... Sorry about that. What would be hunky-dories if my driver Madge and that gearhead husband of hers hustled me over to that auto parts store where they say, "We got it"?
Ask your Checker store for our new instant in-store coupons and save big on spring car care products like Meguiar's Car Wash, Turtle Wax, Rain Clear Glass Cleaner, plus disposable gloves, microfiber cleaning cloth, shop towels, and lots more. And if you ever find the same item at a lower price anywhere else, we'll beat that price by 5%. Need spring car care? We got it.
So now, hon, when you need a plan for your van, you know where to go.
Checker Auto Parts.
So what's worse? The fact that you're not meeting any women, or that when you do, you have no idea what to do? Well, that's all about to change. Because Match.com has created a new, free online dating starter kit. Match.com has millions of female members. And our starter kit launches you with the right game plan, so you can find great women in your area, then ace the date. Give your love life a major kickstart with our new starter kit. For a limited time, yours free. Only at Match.com. The number one site for love.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
If you haven't changed the oil in your car in the last 3 months or 3,000 miles, get to AutoZone and do it now. Right now at AutoZone, when you buy 4 quarts of Quaker State motor oil, you'll get the 5th one free. That's right, 5 quarts of Quaker State for the price of 4. See store for details. Don't put off your next oil change any longer. Get to AutoZone and do it today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
8K. Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 722, 22 minutes after 7 a.m., 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Thank you for being here. High today, 83. Look at it outside. It's really nice. Mostly sunny today and high of 83. The question is here, looking over the next couple of days, do we turn on the air conditioning, yes or no? High tomorrow, 77. High on Saturday, 66. High on Sunday, 68. High on Monday, 71. No? No? Kirk says no.
That's just awesome, man. My two favorite months in Colorado are April and May. I mean, this time of year is really why I like living in Colorado.
So do we turn on the air conditioning?
No, you don't need to turn it on yet. I mean, 85 degrees is not that hot. You don't need to turn it on yet. Wait till June. Wait till June 1, then you'll need it.
You know, when I, and they don't have, you don't have this out here, but we don't have it out here, I should say. But when I lived in Chicago, and Mary and I lived in Chicago, when you live in a building there, they don't turn the air conditioning on until a set date. So if you have a day where it's 98 degrees, or 95, or whatever it is, and say it's like, you know, March, April, there's no air conditioning.
Well, don't they have a lot of heat waves in Chicago and people die? I mean, I always hear about it in the news, you know, a heat wave in Chicago, five dead or whatever. So they don't jack up the AC until like June 1, something like that.
You know, I don't remember the date, but I think it's somewhere around in June, because what they have to do is they have to take the system in the building and convert it over from, they have to switch it over, they have to shut down the heating and then turn on the air conditioning. But no, by the time you get into the heat wave situation, by that time it's August usually.
How could you die from heat? I don't understand that. I really have never understood how somebody in Chicago could die from a heat wave.
Dehydration.
Go to the sink and get a glass of water.
Well, a lot of old people, a lot of elderly, and a lot of poor end up being, but it's usually elderly or sick that end up being in that situation. You know, we were just talking about the budget priorities. We were just talking about taxes and the budget priorities. I should give you this bit of news this morning. This is not for sure, but this is all over the internet, and I got it from U.S. News, excuse me, and World Report. Incoming White House Chief Josh Bolton, Chief of Staff Josh Bolton, is said to be leaning towards selecting an outsider with strong fiscal conservative ties, and credentials to take his spot as Director of Office of Management and Budget. And guess who they're thinking about appointing? Anybody got any guesses? Tom DeLay. I am not kidding you. Insider sources said that Josh Bolton is considering former and current House members for the post. One associate even suggested retiring Representative Tom DeLay. All right. How about yesterday, the flap about biological weapons? We had it on the air this morning. It was a huge story yesterday. The Bush administration credibility being challenged once again. Here's Scott McClellan at a press conference yesterday, and he gets a little testy.
It's nothing more than rehashing an old issue that was resolved long ago. I cannot count how many times the president has said the intelligence was wrong.
You know, he even demanded an apology from ABC and the Washington Post for reporting the story. Now, do you think they're going to come forward and apologize for this? No. But, man, he was cranked and the administration was cranked. And, you know, as I talked about the first hour, I mean, Bush's credibility is just totally and completely down the tubes. 52% in that LA Times Bloomberg poll do not trust Bush to make the right decision concerning Iran. And also, he's losing ground for being, quote-unquote, as he used to say, a straight shooter. Now, do we have that Rove thing? Let's play that. Here's Rove about the Bush administration going to the UN. I want to play this for you, too.
As the president says, when you go speak to the UN, it's like talking to the waxworks. Nobody applauds, and they all sit there looking at you. But this guy had a sense that he was, you know, that he was mystically empowered, and as a result, transfixed the audience. Now, that is not a rational human being.
Unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, that's their view of the UN. That, you know, it's basically, and that's why they put Bolton in there, and that it's basically ineffective. All right, one last thing. One last thing. If you haven't heard it on the news yesterday and this morning, the retired commander of key forces in Iraq called yesterday for Donald H. Rumsfeld to step down. Here's another general joining several other foreign top military commanders who have harshly criticized the defense secretary's authoritarian style for making the military job more difficult. Major General John Batiste has come forward. He says, I think we need a fresh start at the top of the Pentagon. So how many generals is that now? About three? So we need leadership up there that it respects the military as they expect the military to respect them, and that leadership needs to understand teamwork. Boy, I'm telling you, the Bush administration is getting it from all sides, aren't they? Batiste, by the way, his comments especially resonate with the Army, and it's widely known that there has that he has offered a promotion. He was offered a promotion to the three-star rank to return to Iraq and be the number two U.S. military officer there, but he declined because he no longer wished to serve under Rumsfeld. Ouch. And, you know, I'm not even going to throw it out here as a question this morning about Donald Rumsfeld, because I know all of us would vote for to get rid of him. And why Bush hangs on to him is beyond me. Because, you know, this guy only surrounds himself with yes people. And I don't think he can ever reverse his poll slide, because he just can't take a hint or catch a clue as to why people are unhappy with him. All right, what's the latest in the robocall situation? We'll talk about that coming up. 7:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's check out progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. Tough ride westbound I-70. Still jamming approaching Kipling. That's because of this crash tying up the right and center lanes approaching Ward Road. Now, if you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue also slammed from Wadsworth. That's because of an earlier crash just before Federal. The good news there is that it has been cleared out of your way. Now, we do have a new accident coming in. This one eastbound C-470 at Wadsworth and I-25 loaded up in both directions for your drive into downtown and through T-Rex. Southbound 225 slows from Parker Road into the Tech Center. And check in Boulder Street. It's busy ride for you on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. Turnpike now seeing a slow go eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. Onto the forecast, should be a nice one today. Sunny and warm, highs close to 80. We're at 50 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Right now, get $1,000 April bonus cash on the hottest Dodge vehicles when you finance through Chrysler Financial. Get the redesigned Ram 1500 or Dodge Durango and get up to $5,000 in combined cash allowances. See your Dodge dealer for details.
Ever wonder what it would be like to walk through a rainforest? AM 760 Progressive Talk has your chance to win an eco trip to Costa Rica at the Crocodile Bay Lodge. Details on AM760.net.
Top three reasons I'm going to have my best lawn ever this year. Number three, every blade of grass yearns to be green. Number two, I want to be considered for the next open groundskeeper position in Major League Baseball. And the number one reason, thanks to the Home Depot, I know my fertilizers.
Now through April 16th, save up to $4 per bag on Vigoro weed and feed products. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. Availability varies by market. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
7:31. Well, actually, now it's coming up to 7:32. 28 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos with another hour of fantastic buying power for you. They're in their summer hours now, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. But if you come after 9, they'll stay late, and they'll take care of you, and you'll be fine. And, of course, the matching down incentive is still going on, and it's a chance for you to save some big money, up to $1,500 in matching funds. So if you've got $1,500 put down, they'll put down $1,500, and it's like having $3,000 down. And the selection of Rockies is huge. Over 500 great-looking vehicles, every car equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. You can find just about anything you're interested in at Rockies. And you know what? Go to RockiesAutos.com. Check them out on the Internet. Look at the selection. See something you like. Get in touch with them. See their TV ads. Also read their business philosophy, and you can also pre-qualify for a car loan or just get on down there to Rocky's Autos. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982, which is what, almost 25 years? And Mary and I, as I've said over and over again, we've always shopped at Rocky's, been shopping at Rocky's since the first time we ever got here to the Front Range, and we send our friends there. Just just have had great experiences at Rocky's, and you will too. See my friends out there, the Alshire Brothers, or anybody else working out of Rocky's. They're good folks. Rocky's Autos, new hours, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check out their huge selection with their matching down incentive going on right now. That's Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Do you long for a sense of the sacred? At North Presbyterian Church, 37th and Federal, we seek the Spirit in all of creation, each human encounter, and everyday events. Come join us in the search. Multicultural worship, 10:30 Sundays, 37th and Federal, Denver.
Homeowners, if you want to spend less on your bills, spend a few minutes on the phone with Quicken Loans at 800-720-4833. You can cut your mortgage payment up to 35% and save more of your money in 2006. Call Quicken Loans now to cut your mortgage payment up to 35%. 800-720-4833. Call now while rates are low. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. That's Quicken Loans, 800-720-4833.
Free alignment, free oil change. Listen to that. Free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire. Mention this radio ad. Get a free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
Hey, this is Ed Schultz. Want to have dinner with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
Coming up on 7:35, 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Yeah, don't forget to sign up to win that trip, to be in the eligible for that trip to Costa Rica, that eco trip. Sign up now at am760.net. And we've had a winner every morning so far this morning, and we'll be announcing another name here shortly. Right now, though, we'll talk to a frequent guest on this program, chairwoman of the Colorado Democratic Party, Pat Walk. And this is about the robocalls. And Pat, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Jay. It's nice to be here again.
All right. Let's start from ground zero for those people who may not know what we're talking about. Explain what these robocalls were all about and what a robocall is.
Well, basically, a robocall is, let's start there, is just an automated phone call. Most people have gotten them. And it's being used more politically these days where you have very often someone who's a political figure saying, get out to vote, or participate in the caucuses. We did one like that recently with Governor Dean. These in particular have been done by a group called Trailhead Inc. And they are basically smear robocalls. I mean, it's an automated call that's been done against 10 members of the state legislature claiming that they've taken cash from a secret slush fund, which is not true. And they have been operating in, I think we've talked about Representative Morgan Carroll's
right.
district, Representative Debbie Benefield's, but there are 10 altogether. So we felt that they actually, these robocalls are in violation of a new statute that was passed by the legislature that basically says you cannot, no person shall recklessly make any false statement designed to affect the vote of any issue submitted to the electors or against any candidate. We felt that that was in violation because in this case, there is no cash transfer. There are no it was just made to look like they'd done something sleazy mm-hmm. they hadn't done. So what we did is in February, I sent a letter to the Attorney General's office and said I would hope that you would, and to all the DAs in the different counties, and said I hope you will be ready to prosecute anyone who does something that is in violation of the statute. And the Attorney General came back and said we will. So then, of course, we filed the first letter with the Attorney General's office in February because of Representative Benefield, and we filed several of these since. I was then told this was referred to the criminal division, and within a very short time, March 21st, it came back and said, we don't think these statements made by Trailhead rise to the level of reckless disregard.
Hmm.
So we disagree with that, and
right.
of course we've kept up the pressure, but the latest thing that's happened, and I think the reason I'm here today, is that we've had some research going on and found that a number of the people who donate to Trailhead and we pull their IRS filing to look at that, have also donated to, guess who? John Souther's election campaign.
Well, that would, then that would be a conflict of interest.
As far as I'm concerned, it is. You know, when you've got four major donors who've made contributions to this 527 that's doing these calls, and then you have the person who should be prosecuting them getting donations from them, it seems like a huge conflict of interest.
Why doesn't he recuse himself from this? Get somebody else to look at it.
Well, you know, good question. And of course, our questions that we put out in the press release yesterday is, did they even subpoena anybody as part of their investigation? It was a very short time period. I know for a fact that they didn't call any of the legislators involved because I've talked to them. So did they call or send out letters of inquiry to anyone, you know, who was associated with this? Did they ask the questions of the Trailhead Group? It's just huge issues out there related to this.
So the appearance is that basically what went on is that the Attorney General just, his office just took a couple of days, kind of took a glance at it, and then rejected it out of hand.
Well, you know, what I heard from Jeannie Smith in his office, who was the one I talked to, was that she was going to have a conversation with some of the DAs, and then I never heard anything back until I got this letter from the Attorney General's office. I don't think a conversation with some of the DAs is an adequate investigation of what is going on out there, which is an attempt to smear good, hardworking legislators who are doing the business of Colorado for the people of Colorado.
Now, I also understand, I found out this morning, that Citizens for Integrity and Government are also raising this issue about Souther's and the Trailhead Group.
I heard the same thing yesterday. I mean, of course, we don't, we're not associated with them, but someone called me yesterday and said they're having some kind of a rally today raising this issue. But, you know, here's I think, the American people have been very clear about they want to restore honesty and integrity in government. And I think that most of the legislators I know, and you see this in the proliferations of ethics committees that are being set up, and that they're trying very hard to respond to that. But here are these rump groups, you know, who are out there on the side just doing whatever they want, and spurring this. And then part of that honesty and integrity means that the Attorney General needs to look into these when they are brought forward. And it's not just the state party that's brought this forward. I know that a number of the legislators themselves have filed complaints within their own counties.
How about the angle of going to local prosecutors? Has that worked at all?
I know that Jefferson County, I just heard that Jefferson County, which is the county where Debbie Benefield is, declined to prosecute. I just saw a press release on that day before yesterday. And in fact, there was an article in the Rocky Mountain News said it wasn't a surprise, considering that the Attorney General had already decided they were not criminal.
Yeah, I saw, you know what, now that you come to think of it, I saw that article. I think it was yesterday, wasn't it? Maybe the day before?
Yeah, I think it was the day before. April 11th is the one that I saw.
So where do we go from here? And when I say we, I mean you, the party, and the rest of us who are definitely look at this kind of information and are disturbed and concerned about it.
Well, we're going to keep pushing. I mean, we're going to keep pushing at the counties. We're going to keep this in front of the public eye. I think you will see things coming up from other groups, too, because we're really very, very concerned that we want a fair playing field, and we want fair information going to the voters. So we're not going to let this die. I think that we have a responsibility to make sure that people are judged on the merits of the job we elected them to do, not on some slanderous side comments made by a renegade group.
Well, you know, I still say I should get my own robo-machine and go down to my basement and start making my own robo-calls. That's what I had to do, and I had to start with the Attorney General and the trail head group. Pat, thank you so much for being on the program again this morning. And, please keep us apprised of what's going on here.
I certainly will do so. Thank you, Jay.
All right. There's the head of the Democratic Party of the state of Colorado, Pat Walk. And you can go to their website, ColoradoDems.org to find out more information about this. And these are the robocalls from the Trailhead Group, which we've talked about at great length on this program. And we'll continue to keep an eye on what's going on there. 7:43, 17 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Coming up, wedge issues. We've talked about wedge issues before on this show. And my question to you is, what should be the Democratic response? What should be the progressive liberal response when wedge issues are brought up? And we'll talk about it coming up. 7:43, 17 away from 8. Don't forget to sign up to win that eco trip to Costa Rica and all the other fabulous prizes. AM760.net. Thanks for being here.
AM760, progressive traffic.
We're seeing a new problem for the drive. It's a crash. Eastbound C-470 right around Wadsworth. Also, if you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, still seeing a slow go from Wadsworth. That's because of an earlier accident right around Federal. The good news is that has been cleared out of your way. Westbound I-70 still struggling with this accident approaching Ward Road. That's tied up the right and center lanes, so expect jams as you head towards Kipling. And I-25, we're running heavy southbound from 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex up on 225. Looking at brake lights from Parker Road into the Tech Center. Now around town, we're busy on Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, and South Boulder Road. The diagonal on Highway 93 stacking up, and the turnpike seeing a little bit of bunching for you eastbound from Federal to Pecos. On to the forecast, sunny and warm today. Highs close to 80. We're at 50 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Right now, get April bonus cash on the hottest Jeep vehicles like the all-new Jeep Commander or Liberty when you finance through Chrysler Financial or...
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-330-1157. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-330-1157. 1-800-330-1157.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Ever notice that when you get successful in Denver, two things happen. Your time gets more valuable, and you're more likely to read the Denver Business Journal. This is no coincidence. You can skim the journal's index of names and companies on the move each week in just 5 minutes and have hot leads to move your business forward. Call 303-837-3500 today. That's 303-837-3500. And subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit Summer. summer.colostate.edu.
San Luis Obispo, California.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. Find out how to win an incredible getaway to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica on AM760.net.
Ooh, little mighty Merle. Merle Haggard, ladies and gentlemen. See, I can still hit the post.
I hear people talking bad about the way they have to live here in this country.
See, I even liked this back in the day when it was out and when it was kind of a right-wing kind of stance by Haggard, who has also done some progressive lyric music, too. All right, it's 7:48. About, what is that, make that 12 minutes in front of 8 o'clock? High today, 83. We never did, and I asked this earlier in the morning, we never did find out what the high was yesterday, did we?
It was 75 was the high yesterday, reported at DIA.
Oh, okay. I knew it was up there in the 70s. I knew that when I was driving around. You know what, we got about 10 minutes, and then coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to talk to Colin Van Ostern, who is a strategist and a consultant for the New Hampshire Democrats. Have you heard about this story about the Republican operative in New Hampshire who had some kind of company and hired some kind of company to dial the Democratic get out the vote center in New Hampshire and jam their phones? And then it's been found that this guy made 16 calls to the White House. The guy's name is James Tobin. Kind of a creepy guy. And we'll talk to Colin Van Ostern about this coming up at 8 o'clock. 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock now at AM 760 Progressive Talk. You guys, has anybody seen this story in the Rocky Mountain News this morning? Chairman for Amendment 2 teams up to fight civil unions. All right, here comes the wedge issue again, okay, about civil unions and about gays. The chairman of the committee that fought for the passage of Amendment 2 in 1992 has teamed up with House Republicans to push for a ballot initiative that would outlaw civil unions. You know, I even hesitate to get into this because we have had so many discussions here on this program about wedge issues and about how we should ignore them, how we should, but can you ignore that? Can you ignore the idea that there are elements in this society, primarily in the Republican Party, that are out to deny gays and lesbians their civil liberties, and that it's going on here in Colorado? This guy, Will Perkins, is a retired Colorado Springs car dealer who was chairman of Colorado for Family Values and a representative, Kevin Lundberg of Berthoud, filed their proposal Tuesday with the legislature. And what they want to do is they want to define civil unions. So my question to you is, and it's a question I ask myself, how do we deal with this? Do we dive into it? Do we fight it? Which I believe that we do. But it's a wedge issue. It's a wedge issue. And we've done nothing but complain about wedge issues, and I've done my share of it too. Is it? Do we attack the bigotry of this? Do we attack the homophobia of this? Or do we point out that it's a diversion from the real issues that we should be talking about here in the state of Colorado? 303-713-7600. Anybody got any ideas? I mean, I'm open on how to attack this. I am definitely open on how to go after this. Now, as you know, Amendment 2 was overturned by the courts. I wasn't here when that happened, so all I know about that is what I read about it. There is a movement to allow this whole question to be put on the ballot as a vote, but it's a way, you know, once again, it's a wedge issue deal. And how do we attack this? What is the proper way to attack this? Let's go to Neil in Fort Collins. Neil, thanks for being on the program, and welcome to AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jay.
You bet.
I was just calling regarding the Amendment 2 and the, you know, the fighting the civil unions. One of the things I read about recently, and it definitely has to do with this, was a man named Philip Anschutz, who's a big media mogul who he owns the United Artists Theaters and all the Regal Cinemas, and he was a big supporter of Amendment 2. And there's a big fear right now among people who know him and know his politics that he's, you know, potentially going to start using his media outlets, and maybe already has, to start promoting his agenda. And so I thought I'd throw that in there as people are talking about this, because it's, you know, it's entirely possible as amendments come up and people are discussing it, that we'll start seeing, you know, ads and propaganda in the local theaters.
How do we combat it? If we go after it, on one hand, are we playing into the whole wedge issue strategy? But on the other hand, how can you ignore it when people's civil liberties are, you know, when a group of people who live in this state are being targeted, people are going after?
I'm not sure how to combat it other than, you know, educating people. I think it's tough because you got somebody who has so much power and so much control, you know, potentially another Rupert Murdoch who can certainly influence people who aren't investigating things on their own. And you know, he also, the United Artists also has the only big IMAX screen in the state. So it's like, you can't really, you know, I mean, you can boycott it, but then you'll never get to see, you know, Superman in 3D or whatever. So,
right.
It's tough, and I think the only thing that can really be done is to maybe get these people to change their minds, and I don't know if that's possible, but, you know, the people with power and money have so much influence that, you know, maybe other people with power and money need to come out and start, you know, fighting back. I'm not sure.
All right, Neil. Thanks, man. Appreciate the information, too.
Yeah, thanks, Rick.
Okay, you got it. Let's go to Josh in Arvada. Josh, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Neil, I think that what we've got to realize is this isn't, talk about it being a wedge issue, but it's a get out and vote for the Republican.
So it's a rallying cry for the Republican base.
Right, and I think that we could actually turn it into a wedge issue within the Republican base and keep the argument there. Because what you're doing is you're having people here who are going into church groups and into Bible bangers and trying to get them all rallied behind some hate speech. So what we do is we change the subject, but we go after that same group with their Bible. And we tell them, you know, we tell them, hey, the Bible says help the poor, hey, this, and we actually put quotes and get an ad out there that says, Jesus says you're supposed to help the poor and the tax cuts aren't doing it, and try to divide that base so that maybe, even if the whole base turns out for a hate vote, if you can get 5 or 10% of that base to switch off and vote Democrat on social issues, even though they're voting for a hate vote somewhere else, you can start to fragment them and use that as a way to start to gain some power to save the country.
Well, you know, the problem with all of this is that if this becomes a big enough debate, it obscures other issues that are out there that we should be talking about, and it once again allows them to set the agenda. And I think we have to seriously look at how to wrestle this out of their hands and how to keep them from being able to set the agenda and have something on the ballot that enables them to, one, you're right, stir up their base, and two, allow them to set the agenda and set the dialogue when we have a critical election coming up here in November. And I'm not sure if I'm not sure totally how to do that. I'm not real sure how to get us to that point. And I think there's some people out there. Would you agree with this? There's some people out there, you just can't reason with them on this topic.
Well, I do agree with that, but I think that's what I'm saying here isn't that we engage them head on. I'm saying we deflect this. We come out, you know, the Democrats need to come out with commercials that start with something like, you know, whatever the name of this group is promoting hate in the name of Jesus. But really, he said this so that we change, you know, we start with an attack on their attack and then parry and change the issue so that we can then control the debate. We can say,
you know, we could say, are you about the party of hate or are you about the party of helping people?
All right, pal, I appreciate it. Thank you, Josh. Have a good day. Thanks for the call. All right, we'll come back to this. And I got some other issues to raise, too. But we're going to talk to Colin Van Alstyne about this whole thing in New Hampshire and the dirty tricks of the Republican Party. And that's coming up next here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I know, it may seem weird to grow out of the party, dance all night, sleep on a mattress on the floor period of your life. But trust us, there's a time when after a hard day at work, you'd rather settle into the couch with TiVo than walk into your roommate's kegger. When Tuesday nights aren't quarter beers at the bar, but a little barbecue in the backyard. And a dinner party replaces dinner than a party. Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnyview from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Ever seen one of those huge fishing nets that trawlers drag across the ocean? If you have, it'll remind you of the Denver Business Journal. The journal gathers stories from every corner of the Denver business world and gives you an index of names and companies on the move that you can skim in just 5 minutes every Friday, so you always know how to swim with the big fish in Denver. Call 303-837-3500 today and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads. Less time.
AM 760. Progressive Talk.
KKZN. 410 Denver Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedetani. Courts back in session at the 9/11 trial, and defense lawyers have gone on offense, presenting arguments they hope will persuade a jury to spare the life of admitted al-Qaeda terrorist Zakarias Moussaoui. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen is watching it unfold.
There's a decent chance we're going to hear from Moussaoui himself, although nobody knows what he's going to say. Probably even his attorneys don't know what he's going to say. And apparently we're also going to hear from the shoe bomber, Richard Reed, who apparently is a friend of Moussaoui's. He's going to be somehow transported from federal prison in Colorado to Virginia. And again, nobody knows what he's going to say either, but he apparently is a character witness for Moussaoui.
Beverly Burnett lost a son when hijacked Flight 93 went down. She hopes the jury will focus on the prosecution's case.
We want people to realize that was a horrible, horrible thing that happened on Flight 93. And we don't want people to forget it.
More rain. The forecast for storm struck Northern California. But CBS News meteorologist George Cullen says it won't be as heavy as the deluge yesterday that turned hillsides into rivers of mud.
It's still an unsettled pattern. We're not seeing a big area of high pressure moving in. So the threat of showers is there. The clouds, they trail way into the Pacific Ocean.
In Boulder Creek, Greg Klein's home is just a memory.
Yeah, we got up there and looked at it, and I thought, wow, this is it's a good thing nobody was in the house at the time. But it's the mud up there is like quicksand.
In Mill Valley, an elderly man was entombed when mud swallowed his home. Mothers Against Drunk Driving praised a Texas crackdown that sent state agents into bars to see who was drinking too much and who was serving drunken customers. The bar owners complained, and now that program's been suspended. A Dallas bartender named Gill says he can see both sides.
DUIs have got out of hand in the state of Texas. But then again, who's to blame? I mean, again, if the guy drinks 6 or 8 beers at home, then comes up here, who's at fault? We are.
The king of pop may have to say goodbye to a prized possession.
I'm Steve Kathan. For Michael Jackson, a look at the bank book has been a scary thriller.
Help, I need somebody.
And with debts rising, he's reported close to selling his stake in the music catalog that includes 250 Beatles songs.
Yesterday.
21 years ago, Jackson bought the Beatles catalog for just over $47 million, now valued at $1 billion. The tentative sale is part of a plan to keep Jackson out of bankruptcy. Reporting live, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
A White House tradition could have an untraditional look this year. Hundreds of gay and lesbian parents will try to get tickets for next Monday's Easter egg roll and start lining up tomorrow evening. First Lady Laura Bush says all families are welcome to attend. In early trading on Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average is down about 8 points. NASDAQ is about a point lower. This is CBS News.
If you take pain relievers like Advil, Aleve, and Celebrex, you're taking an NSAID. And NSAIDs all work in a similar way. But Tylenol is different. Because Tylenol is not an NSAID. To learn more about how Tylenol is different, talk to your doctor and visit Tylenol.com. Stop. Think. Tylenol.com. Take only as directed.
At CompUSA, we're kicking off our two-day crazy credit sale with a Midnight Madness on Friday. Go crazy with no-interest financing for up to 60 months. That's 5 years of no interest on purchases of the latest technology over $2,499. It's this Friday until midnight and all day Saturday. Only at CompUSA. We got it, we get it.
Same as cash offer on approved CompUSA consumer card for...
Oh, dude, I'm in trouble.
Why?
I haven't done my taxes yet. I don't have an appointment anywhere. I can't figure out the forms for myself. I'm done for.
Whoa, relax.
I'm going to have to change my name and leave the country.
Just go to TurboTax.com. They have everything you need to get your taxes done quickly.
TurboTax.com?
Yep. You just answer simple questions and it fills in all the right forms. It checks for errors and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Sounds easy.
You can even e-file and get confirmation that the IRS received your return.
Well, that sounds a lot easier than what I was planning.
Learn more at TurboTax.com. Log on and you're done.
Days. Ships Berry with Denver Water.
It is unlikely that we would need to restrict people further this year, but we're going to be watching it closely. It's going to be no more than 3 days a week. We have a very good, robust system, but it's a better system when people use the water wisely.
Now, Aurora will set restrictions next Monday. We've learned that Aurora residents will again be limited to 3 assigned days a week. The Weld County Sheriff's Office investigating why a 2-year-old boy was bitten in the face by his family's guard dog. They say they've responded to Damian Winter's home once before because the 9-year-old Rottweiler Chow Mix bit someone else. That dog due to be euthanized within a week. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We are seeing a tough ride westbound I-70 jamming from Kipling. That's because of a crash time at the right and center lanes approaching Ward Road. Now, we do have two separate accidents working eastbound C-470 between Bandimir and Morrison Road, so we're struggling there. And we are getting word of a new accident westbound I-76 at Wadsworth. Now, I-25 loaded up in both directions for your drive into downtown and through T-Rex. Boulder Streets, we're seeing a busy ride on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Turnpike running heavy eastbound from Federal over to Pecos, while the westbounders now seeing brake lights from McCaslin over toward Table Mesa.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Resources results, 303-861-2111, or on the web at csbt.com. That's csbt.com.
With your busy schedule, who has time to earn a college degree? You do. Choose an online program through National American University and receive a quality university education with the flexibility of online learning. You can earn a college degree in as little as 18 months. At NAU, advance your career or start a new one all online. Call toll-free 1-866-491-GRAD. That's 866-491-4723. Regionally accredited by the Higher Learning Commission and a member of the North Central Association. NCAHLC.org.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
How are you this morning? Good morning. It's 8:06, 6 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 83 under mostly sunny skies. And thank you so much for putting up with us. It's good to have you along this morning. And hello to Jennifer Bakula. Jennifer Bakula of Longmont, you told us you listened to the Jay Marvin Show, my show this morning, here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, right about this time. So, Jennifer, that's why I'm calling your name right now. Jennifer Bakula, you have 1 hour to call us and claim a great prize and become eligible to win a grand prize eco trip to Costa Rica. If your name isn't Jennifer Bakula, you need to know this. It's easy to win. Just go to am760.net right now and sign up and tell us exactly when you listen and when to call your name on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And every weekday, AM 760 is giving away great prizes like $500 cash, dinner with me and Ed Schultz, breakfast with me and Al Franken, or $500 worth of gas. And every weekday, winner qualifies for a chance to win the eco trip to Costa Rica. This is our way of saying thanks for listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jennifer Bakula, we're waiting for your call. All right, let's talk to Colin Van Ostern here about what went on in New Hampshire with this Republican operative, James Tobin, and that the trail leads back to the White House. And, Colin, good morning and welcome to the program. Nice to have you on.
Hey, how are you, Jack?
I'm doing good. All right, let's talk a little bit, first of all, about this guy, James Tobin. He is a Republican operative, correct?
Yeah, James Tobin was the Northeast political director for the RNC and the National Republican Senatorial Committee back in 2002 during one of the big Senate races up here.
Okay, and what exactly did he do? Did he hire a firm to call your get-out-the-vote center? Did he have a robo-machine? What exactly did he do?
Well, what happened was on Election Day, the Republicans basically jammed six different get-out-the-vote centers around the state of New Hampshire, both for the state Democratic Party's call centers and for the Firefighters Association, which was offering a ride to the polls program for senior citizens who didn't have access to a vehicle. So at all of those locations, beginning at about 6:30 or 7 in the morning, the phone started ringing. And as soon as you'd pick up, nobody was on the line. You'd hang back up, and it would ring again. This happened for several hours before we called the police, and it was called off. And a number of people have been convicted, including the executive director of the state Republican Party has gone to jail. The telemarketer who did it has gone to jail. And James Tobin was the one who connected them. He was at the RNC, and he recently was convicted in December, and he's going to be sentenced to jail soon.
Now, this was a contest between Sununu and what is it? Say her name again.
Jean Shaheen.
Jean Shaheen
was the sitting governor of New Hampshire, and Sununu was a U.S. congressman at the time. So it was a big race, very competitive. The polls were within 1 point the night before the election. Shaheen ended up losing by about 20,000 votes, which is a relatively small margin. And it was, all told, it was a race where probably about $20 million was spent on the race. And what happened was, the Republicans thought they were going to lose, and they decided it was okay to break the law and keep people from voting in order to squeak out a win.
Now, was this Tobin's idea, or did this come from higher up? And the reason I ask is because the reports in the media were that he made 16 calls to the White House?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get to the exact truth in this, and that's what we've been trying to do. What we know is that Tobin was definitely, I mean, he's been convicted now. He was closely involved in this, in connecting the telemarketer with the people at the state party who had the money. We know that he was calling the White House throughout this, including about two dozen times within 72 hours of Election Day. And so there are a lot of unanswered questions. Jim Tobin went on trial in December, and he chose not to take the stand. Even though he was facing 7 years in jail, he decided it was better not to testify and not to be cross-examined by our lawyers than to have to go under oath in this. And it was a gamble that he lost. He's going to go to jail. But the National Republican Party at this point has spent $2.8 million on his legal defense. So they're taking care of this guy, and he's not, you know, he's not telling who else he talked to about it.
Coming up on 12 minutes after 8 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk, on the line, Colin Van Ostern, where he is a strategist and consultant for the New Hampshire Democrats, and we're talking about this jamming, the get-out-to-vote centers, and the Firefighters Association. Do you know for a fact what number he called at the White House, or did the telephone trails show that he just called the switchboard? I mean, how did that work?
Yeah. The reason it's coming out now, 3 years after, is because in his trial, when he went to trial in December, we got a bunch of evidence that came out that was presented in the trial, including all of his phone records. The other people who went to jail, they reached a plea agreement. They never went to trial. They just pled guilty, agreed that they had done this, and told what they knew, and that's how James Tobin ended up getting convicted. But in that trial, all these phone records came out. So Democrats looked through the phone records, and you can actually see phone calls from James Tobin's cell phone to Ken Mellman's office within the White House.
Oh, wait a minute. Whoa, slow.
Sure.
He's calling. The phone records show that he was calling Ken Mellman?
it shows that he was calling his office. There were, I think, four or five people who worked for Ken Melman in that office. You don't have a name next to the phone number, so it's a little unclear which of those people he was calling. But it's clear that he wasn't calling the main line. He was calling the political affairs office that was run by the person who's now the chairman of the National Republican Party.
Now, I understand Howard Dean has sent a letter to Ken Melman asking for an explanation about this.
Sure. You know, Ken Melman has spoken very publicly about how the Republican Party doesn't stand for voter fraud and believes in clean elections. And so Chairman Dean is taking him up on his word on that. He sent him a letter saying, look, if that's really true, then tell us exactly who James Tobin was talking to in that office, what they talked about, who knew about the phone jamming as it was happening, who authorized it, and whether that was going on in the White House or whether it was going on in the National Republican Party, and ultimately, who paid for it. I mean, we've learned from previous scandals that you have to follow the money, and that's one of the outstanding leads that we have in this case.
So you don't really know who paid for this whole effort?
We don't know, but we have some pretty good guesses. And, I mean, they really are just guesses because you don't know until you get these people under oath, but we do know that 4 days before the phone jamming, which it cost $15,600 to do this, 4 days before that, the state Republican Party of New Hampshire got three checks, two, I think it was on October 28th, and one on November 1st. Each were for $5,000, one from Tom DeLay, one from Mississippi Choctaw Tribe, and one from the Agua Caliente Tribe, both of which were represented by Jack Abramoff. So pretty big coincidences.
All right, Tom DeLay's name comes up in this. Why am I not shocked?
Right. And that's the fact that the money adds up to the same amount, that it happened at the same time, and that it's coming from people who are indicted in their own criminal conspiracies or in Abramoff's case have gone to jail or sentenced to 6 years in jail. I mean, you know, there are a lot of red flags going off here. Enough red flags that we should at minimum be able to get all these people under oath and ask them tough questions about
it. That was my next question. I mean, the people who were in the case, as you said, the defendants didn't take the stand. Let me clarify that again. Tobin didn't take the stand. He gambled and didn't take the stand. The others copped a plea. So what about other members of the Republican Party? I mean, where do you go from here?
Well, what we're doing is we're pursuing a civil case against them in addition to the criminal case.
Mm-hmm.
So the Justice Department, Bush's Justice Department, pursued the criminal cases. Frankly, the lawyers involved have done a good job, but it's taken them a long time to get. I mean, it's 3.5 years at this point. And so from the upper levels of the Justice Department, there's been a lot of foot dragging on this. So we filed a civil lawsuit so that we can take these people to court and force them to take the stand.
Boy. You know, there's just a pattern of this behavior across the country by the Republican Party. It's disturbing. You know, it really is disturbing.
Well, it seems like they're not only there's a culture of being willing to break the rules to win, but there's also a culture of cover-up. I mean, I don't think that the National Republican Party has spent $2.8 million on James Tobin's lawyers just because they like him. I mean,
yeah.
$2.8 million is a lot of money, and they're spending it because there's something that they don't want to come out in public. And, you know, we can only hope that as each of these scandals build, as the Abramoff and the DeLay scandals, as scandals like this, as some of the cronyism that's taken its toll in the Bush administration, that sometimes one scandal can break open another, and that's the sort of thing that has led to real public accountability in the Watergate era, for example.
Colin, thank you. I appreciate you being on the program this morning, and we'll follow. We'll continue to keep following this story, and good luck. And here's hoping you get to the bottom of the entire thing, and I thank you for being on the show this morning.
Thanks for your help, Jay.
Okay, you got it. Here's Colin Van Ostern. He's a strategist and consultant for the New Hampshire Democrats. More dirty tricks on the part of the Republican Party. Man, it's just a pattern of this across the country. So 8:17, 17 minutes after 8. Can anybody hear the squeaky chair? You hear that? I got to get a can of oil, man. That's driving me crazy. Hey, Jennifer Bakula of Longmont, we're looking for you, Jennifer. You've got less than an hour now to call us. I hope you'll call in because we have this great winning streak going on. He told us you listen to AM 760 around this time. So Jennifer Bakula of Longmont, we're looking for you. Call the number, claim your prize, and become eligible to get in on the drawing for that eco trip to Costa Rica. And you can do it, too, by signing up now at am760.net. Jennifer Bakula.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
No better place to go to get the best bang for your buck. Great automobiles. Mary and I have had nothing but great luck at Rockies. And you know what? I've talked about this. I mean, a couple of months ago, Mary got a car there. It's a gas saver, and it's a dynamite automobile. The place to go is Rockies. Now, during their matching down incentive up to $1,500, check them out. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
So what's worse, the fact that you're not meeting any women, or that when you do, you have no idea what to do? Well, that's all about to change, because Match.com has created a new, free online dating starter kit. Match.com has millions of female members, and our starter kit launches you with the right game plan so you can find great women in your area, then ace the date. Give your love life a major kickstart with our new starter kit. For a limited time, yours free. Only at Match.com, the number one site for love.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
If you haven't changed the oil in your car in the last 3 months or 3,000 miles, get to AutoZone and do it now. Right now at AutoZone, when you buy 4 quarts of Quaker State motor, a fifth one free. That's right, 5 quarts of Quaker State for the price of 4. See store for details. Don't put off your next oil change any longer. Get to AutoZone and do it today.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Oh.
lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
8K. Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the Gathering Place.
Log on to AM760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Now, this song sounds familiar.
Will it all?
Yes, it's the Stones.
Someone we can lean on.
Yeah, all right. It's 8:23, 23 minutes after 8. Jay Marvin along with you. High today, 83. Mostly sunny skies. You don't want to hear me sing, do you? But I'd love to just listen to the Rolling Stones. Just kind of kick back and dig some stones in the morning.
Someone we can lean on.
Okay. They are, without a doubt, the greatest rock and roll group of all time. I mean, name me somebody who thinks better. Who thinks better than the Stones? Don't say Widespread Panic, John. Don't say the Grateful Dead. Don't say the Beatles. Who touches the Stones, man? 303-713-7600. Breaking out in the middle of political discourse to get into cultural discourse, name me somebody who's better than the Rolling Stones. Right now, first caller. Anybody? Anybody? I'll take the call cold. Nobody? See, everybody agrees with me. Nobody wants to challenge me on this.
How come he's not talking about politics?
Because I love the Rolling Stones. What can I say? I got everything they've ever turned out. But nobody wants to take me up on this challenge. Oh, I know. How about the Dead Kennedys? The Dave Clark Five. Oh, man. See, my two all-time favorites, all-time, Stones and Graham Parsons. Oh, now the phones are ringing. People want to get in on this? You know, we had to take a little detour here this morning. 303-713-7600. Let's play musical roulette. Name me somebody better than the Stones, or maybe you agree with me. If you agree with me, too, I'd like to get some support for my position here. Let's go to Dave in Boulder. Dave, you're on AM 760. Oops, there we go, Dave. You're on. Hi, man. What do you think?
I liked the Stones until about 1969 or so when Brian Jones died. But over a whole career, I don't think you can touch Frank Zappa.
Wow. You know what? Zappa is pretty heavy. There's no question about that. But I like Zappa's early stuff, man.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard the same argument about him. But see, he did other kinds of music, and he got into politics. He wrote several good books on, sort of a petty bourgeois, but real good libertarian, you know, thinking stuff on the real world. You know, I don't know that the Stones ever did anything but party.
Well, they did some socially conscious stuff during the 60s, and I don't know, man. Zappa versus the Stones. See, I think over the long haul, though, the Stones still have it.
Yeah, they still got something. It is kind of apples and oranges, I agree.
All right, Dave. Thanks, man. Appreciate your call, though.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Catherine in Loveland. Catherine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
Okay, I do love the Stones. I have to give you your credit on that. But I think a close competitor would be Pink Floyd.
Ooh, Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
We were playing some Pink Floyd earlier this morning. Maybe we should play some more Pink Floyd.
But
you think Roger Waters and Pink Floyd catches the Rolling Stones?
I do. But I'm also a younger generation, so that's what I grew up with my dad. That's all he played. So
wait a minute. Now I don't want to be rude. I don't, because it's rude to ask.
But how old am I?
Yeah.
I'm 27. So.
Well.
I love Pink Floyd. And my dad played the Stones as well, but I think as far as generation over generation, I think the Pink Floyd is great.
You know what, though? I never considered the Pink Floyd would be like belonging to a 27-year-old generation, because I remember them like when I was in my 20s.
Yeah. I love it. And I know, you know, I tell you what, a lot of my friends, they all grew up with the same thing, you know. I think I grew up more with Pink Floyd and AC/DC than anything else.
Wow.
And I'm not a typical 27 generation either, so I could have just said NSYNC and have you pull your top.
Fine young cannibals. All right, Catherine, thank you. I love you, and I appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to James on a cell phone. James, what do you think?
Hey.
Hey, man. Yeah. What's up? What do you think?
Well, I just heard you drop the dead Kennedys, and I had to call because the dead Kennedys are better than the Stones.
Oh, come on. You really think so?
Real.
No, come on.
Yeah,
seriously.
Absolutely. And so are the Stooges. Iggy and the Stooges, way better
you know
than the Stones.
The dead Kennedys are not better than the Rolling Stones.
Absolutely.
I mean, the Misfits
are better.
Oh, because you're into all that. Oh, you're okay. Wait a minute. We got to clarify something. You're into this whole punk thing, right?
Well, absolutely. But you know what? CCR is better than the Stones too.
You think Creedence Clearwater Revival is better than the Stones?
Absolutely.
Oh, come on. What are you smoking, man? Come on. Are you just trying to give me a hard time?
No, I actually believe all these bands are better than the Stones, and I like the Stones. Paint It Black and Under My Thumb. I love that stuff. And I'm telling you, as a band in general, all those bands are better. I'd rather listen to any one of those groups' albums over any Rolling Stone album. Period.
You'd rather listen to the Dead Kennedys over the Rolling Stones?
Absolutely. Throw in the Frankenchrist album, absolutely. And here's the topper, man. Is that that album, the Frankenchrist album by the Dead Kennedys, Jello actually went to jail for.
I know.
And was put on trial for. I mean, how cool is that?
Well, cool is Mick that? Jagger once went to jail for dope. He did.
That's weak, though, dude.
He did.
When the United States government comes down on you for an album you put out, bro, that's the top of the line, man. You can't top that.
What about
the and he won. And he won. That's the best part. He won.
Yeah, that was that Geiger cover or whatever?
Yeah, the H.R. Geiger poster, yeah.
What about the Sex Pistols?
No, I hate them. I just hate them. I don't know why, but they just rub me the wrong way. They're the kind of punk rock I hate. You know?
You're just not rad enough, man.
I just don't like the Pistols, man. I just think they're almost pop punk. They're just I don't know. They just drive. They don't have the same credibility that like groups like the Misfits and the Stooges and. And I think Dead Kennedys have with me. But, you know, it's all subjective, and I know that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think John Mellencamp's better than the Stones.
Oh, jeez.
You know what
you're
I mean?
Killing,
I think,
you're killing me, man.
I know it.
You're punishing me.
I know. But that Scarecrow album, come on, man. Scarecrow, that's just one of the best albums ever.
All right, James. You know what? I respect you. I'm glad you called in. We just can't. We just can't agree.
All right.
But it's
I even think Tool's better.
Goodbye.
See ya.
All right, Bailey. What about the Stones, Bailey?
I'll give them their props. I don't think they're the best ever.
Oh, jeez. Not you, too. Am I the only person here? I'm it? Just me?
No, there's got to be a few others because they make millions every year, so people like them.
Who's your favorite?
You'll make fun of me,
no,
but Green Day is my favorite.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something like Engelbert Humperdinck.
Well, you know, I have to say that a guilty pleasure of mine is Barry Manilow. I love Barry Manilow. I'm a fan of Lowe.
You're kidding me, Barry Manilow?
I'm planning a trip to Vegas just to see his little show.
Barry Manilow?
Yeah, guilty pleasure. No, I'm really embarrassed. I just admitted it.
I can't even think of one of his songs. What's one of his songs?
Oh, come on.
We are. At the Copa. At the Copa.
There's Mandy. Looks like we made it.
Oh,
can't smile without you. There's a ton of them.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so if you had a choice between meeting Mick Jagger and Barry Manilow, which one would you take?
Oh, so that's a toss-up. I honestly don't know that. I'd have to flip a coin because to me they would be equal.
Oh, I'm leaving. I quit. What does the traffic look like?
Well, we have a bunch of accidents going on and a new one to throw into the mix. This one, westbound I-76 at Wadsworth, also two separate accidents. Now in the clearing stages, eastbound C-470 between Bandimere and Morrison Road, so we're struggling along that stretch. Westbound I-70 still seeing a slow go from Kipling. That's because of a crash just before Ward Road. Looks like that one's being pushed off to the shoulder. And in Boulder, we're seeing the usual delays along Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. The turnpike a little sluggish as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. Now on to the forecast. Going to be a nice one today. Sunny and warm. Highs near 80.
Why is Kaito Gold the only weight loss supplement I believe in? Because it contains chitosan fiber to reduce dietary fat, nopal cactus to help metabolize carbs and sugars to prevent highs and lows that impede weight loss, hootia, a natural appetite suppressant, and green tea extract to stimulate your fat-burning process. Add to that vitamins, and you get the picture. Get the encouragement you need. Here's a kickstart special. Buy three bottles, get three bottles free with free shipping. 1-877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
M760. Progressive Talk has your chance to win an eco trip to Costa Rica at the Crocodile Bay Lodge. Details on AM760.net.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to two Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to two each Saturday.
Under my thumb. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. We'll get back to more of your calls on this. We're having a duel out here before open phones about who's better than the Rolling Stones, because I maintain nobody is. So hang on. I'll get to your calls. 834-27. Is that 27 or 26? I can't remember. Before 9 o'clock. And you know what? My dogs even dig the Rolling Stones. Let me get off the script here a little bit. Coco and Jackson dig the Stones. I don't know what kind of music your dog digs, but Coco and Jackson like the Stones, Graham Parsons. They like Lefty Frizzell, Merle Haggard. You know, they like a selection of music, and we play music for them and also for ourselves. And you know what? Maybe you want to call me and tell me what kind of music your dog likes, and I hope your dog likes the Rolling Stones. Because you know something? If you love your dogs then the best thing is you got to feed your dog, you know, good food. And the best food to feed is Purina, and they're natural blends. And why is that? Because new Purina One natural blends are made with natural, wholesome ingredients and real white meat chicken, brown rice, and oatmeal, and it's naturally preserved with no added fillers, artificial colors, or flavors, and they make it so that the nutrients are sealed inside the food. Now, you know what? If you want to help your dog feel better, look better, act better, Coco and Jackson are just in, I mean, the vet raves about them, then you know what? You need to get natural blends from Purina. And you can do that at your local store. Or here's what you do. Pick up the phone and call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. And receive a coupon for a free half-pound bag so you can make a healthy change and you can try it right at home. That's natural blends from Purina. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Try it and see if it doesn't make a difference in your dog. And you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local King Supers, the right store for all your Purina One needs.
Health costs rise as access declines. Testify and hear about proposed solutions at the Citizen Health Care hearings in Denver, April 21st and 22nd, and in Fort Collins, May 6th. For information, visit healthcareforallcolorado.org.
Before you make another credit card payment or buy a new or used vehicle, get all the legal facts. Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 for Scams and Shams with Steve Birkin and Rick Weinkoop. Steve and Rick are two lawyers that care about consumer rights. They're at your disposal for 1 hour each week to save you money and help you through tough, complicated financial decisions. You can utilize their legal expertise during this 1 hour show. Don't get burned. Tune in to Scams and Shams Saturdays right here.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
This is Al Franken. Want to have breakfast with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
I am competent.
Right, so now we're playing the Dead Kennedys. You're trying to tell me the Dead Kennedys are better than the Rolling Stones? Give me a break. 8:37, 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 83. And you know what? John Turk just tried to tell me the Monkees are better than the Rolling Stones. What the hell? Let's go to Wendy in Greeley. Wendy, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
What do you
love
think?
Love the Stones.
Yeah.
Love them. But don't forget Eric Clapton.
Now, you're not going to tell me you think Eric Clapton's better than the Stones.
I'm not saying better. I'm just saying he's up there. He's up there.
Well, there's no doubt about that. You know what? Listen, I'm not going to argue that point.
Allman Brothers.
I don't know. I don't dig the Allman Brothers, and I don't like Lynyrd Skynyrd either.
Well, Lynyrd Skynyrd doesn't do that much, but let's just say Allman Brothers and Eric Clapton had fewer. They didn't sustain like the Stones do. They just didn't. But there were a few selected that were pretty terrific, I think.
All right.
My dogs like them.
All right. There you go. But you know what? I'm going to put the same thing to you that I put to Bailey.
Okay.
Choice between seeing Clapton and the Stones, who do you take?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Yeah, I'd have to go with the Stones.
Yeah, right
on. I'd have to go with the Stones. Yeah.
I knew it. I knew there's a reason I liked you, and I know there's a reason I like Greeley, too. Thanks for the call, and I love you. I'll see you later.
Okay, bye.
All right. Let's go to Michael in Boulder. Michael, what do you think?
Morning, Jay.
Hey, man.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay, I got two from England. First of all, The Clash and David Bowie. And then, I think, overall, Bob Marley.
Better than the Stones?
Oh, yeah, all of them. You know, I think it's a personal preference type of thing.
Well, I like
the Stones.
Okay.
You know, it's not that I don't like them, but if somebody said to me, you're going to a desert island and you have to take some music with you, who are you going to bring? You know, those are the bands that I would bring.
Well, I love The Clash, no question, and I really like David Bowie, no question about that either. Bob Marley, I like him, but I still think the Stones is better than the three of those. All right, if you had to choose between them, of all of them that you've named, to go see?
It would have to be The Clash. I'd have to go see The Clash. I was too young. They broke up before I could get to see them, and it was the band I always wanted to see, and that would be the band that I would choose to see.
So if it was a choice between the Stones and The Clash, you'd go with The Clash.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, you know, I've seen the Stones.
All right. Michael, I love you. I respect you, but can I disagree?
Of course you can. I love you and respect you too, Jay.
You're
the best. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, you're the best, man. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
All right. We're taking a little diversion here from politics and social issues to talk about music. 303-713-7600. Who do you think is better than the Rolling Stones? Because they're my number one. Now, are they my number one of all time? I'd have to say yes. But there are other people who come very, very close. And some of them are not in rock and roll. Because I've told you I have this preference. I love country music. Not the stuff out today. You know, like Haggard and Lefty Frizzell and Ray Price and all, you know, and Hank Williams, all the really old stuff I really dig. Let's go to Richard in Denver. Richard Heyer on AM760, what do you think?
Well, you know, I personally don't see how you can like the Rolling Stones given how they're playing now. I mean, did you see the Super Bowl halftime show? It was pathetic.
No, I didn't see it. I missed it.
Oh, it was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. I mean, I got nothing but love for the Stones, but it's time to hang them up for those. I mean, how fair is it that we've lost two of the Who, two of the Beatles, and we can't kill off any of the Rolling Stones?
Well, now wait a minute. What do you mean you can't kill them off?
Well, it's just they're the ones that are still alive, and they're the ones that are making. You know, like I said, I got nothing but love for the Stones. All of those British bands came from the blues, and I love the blues. But it seems to me that we've lost two of the Who and two of the Beatles, yet the Rolling Stones are out now, and they're fading away rather than doing the classic burnout.
Yeah, but you know what? The Who are going back out on tour.
Yeah, but they don't have Keith Moon or John Entwistle. So, I mean, it's not really the Who. You know, it's like Queen going on tour, you know? It's Queen, but it's not really Queen without Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, because it's like Queen with Paul Rogers.
Yeah, it's not Queen, you know? It's the former members of Queen with Paul Rogers, you know?
All right, so should I make the statement? All right, so if I halfway agree with you, should I then make the statement that I should pick a Stone song and say that it's my all-time favorite song?
I would go with that. My personal favorite by the Stones is Beast of Burden, but that's just my doing. But I love what they did with the blues, but I think that would be better. As long as you just say any early period Stones, if you go into like Stones today, you're going to get laughed out of any music scene, you know?
Hmm. Did you hear their last CD?
Yeah, and it was a little bit more impressive because it was, it was a little bit more bluesy, and like I said, I'm big into the blues, but to me, it just, I don't know, it still lacks the fire, and I think it's because they lost their bassist and stuff like that, who was really part of the blues.
Oh, you're talking about Bill Wyman?
Yeah, well, I read an interview with Bill Wyman from Elwood Blues, and he just said he left because he wanted to make new music, and he was tired of playing the same songs over and over again. And when you heard them at the Super Bowl, it was horrible. I can't believe people pay hundreds of dollars to see them live because they just do not sound good at all.
You're breaking my heart, man. You're breaking my heart.
I'm sorry, man. The time's a killer.
You're breaking my heart. Hey, Richard, thank you, man.
No problem.
All right. What are you playing here? What is this? Oh, we're playing Bob Marley going into a break. Thanks a lot, man. How come we're not playing any Stones? Get up, stand up. Stand up for Keith Richards and Mick Jagger. Yeah. 8:43, 17 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Your musical choice over the Stones. We'll take more of your calls coming up. And then after 9 o'clock, we're going to have Dan Wakefield, who we were supposed to have yesterday morning, but we're going to have him on to talk about religion and progressive the leaders from the religious movement, and then open phones. We'll take more of your calls about music here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Don't forget to sign up to win that trip, an eco trip to Costa Rica. Sign up now at AM.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Designed Ram 1500 or Dodge Durango and get up to $5,000 in combined cash allowances. See your Dodge dealer for details.
Hi, Jay Marvin here with news about another lucky AM 760 Progressive Talk winner. Donald, how are you this morning? $500 in cash, man.
That's great.
Were you listening right at 8:10 when we called your name?
Yes, I was.
Have fun spending that $500, and hey, my fingers are crossed, and I hope you're going to Costa Rica. It might as well be you, man.
I agree with that. I'm looking forward to it.
You want to be our next winner? It's easy. Every weekday, we're giving away great prizes like dinner with me and Ed Schultz, and breakfast with me and Al Franken, and all our daily winners will have a chance to win the Eco Trip. Sign up now at am760.net.
Do you want to own a computer? Is your credit less than perfect? If you have a checking account and can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell, Gateway, or other name brand computer with no credit check, so you won't be turned down. Call Guaranteed Computer Finance today to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Act now. We'll add a $200 upgrade and a free MP3 player. Get a brand new computer and improve your credit score. Call 800-390-8650. That's 800-390-8650.
You know, it's just not practical for me to carry around plywood on a motorcycle or haul my bass boat with a sedan. I need a truck. But with the cost of gas, the only way I'd be able to afford some trucks is if I didn't actually drive them. And what sense is buying a truck if I can't afford to use it? That's why I love my Toyota Tundra. It may be a workhorse, but it also has the lowest fuel costs in its class, the lowest operating costs, and the lowest cost of ownership. That figures from Toyota. They think things through. And right now, you can get $1,500 customer cash on a new Tundra. Or low APR financing or great lease deals. The tough Toyota Tundra. A smart way to keep moving forward.
Not all trim levels qualify. Visit IntelliChoice.com for details. Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA. Offer on 06 models varies by region. See participating dealer for details. Offer ends 5106.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer, or for more information, please log on to Toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
What's the price of safety? Midas says it shouldn't be as much as you think. You can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads installed at Midas for just $99.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads again for as long as you own your car for just $99.95. Midas offers pads that are manufactured to the highest brake standards in the industry and meet or exceed the performance of the pads that came with your car when it was new. Midas has over 3,000 ASE certified mechanics too. So no matter where you drive, Midas is there. No wonder more Americans trust Midas for their brakes than any place else. And to help keep you safely on the road this season, get the Midas Touch Maintenance Package for just $29.95. They'll change your oil, rotate your tires, perform a courtesy check, including a visual brake check, all for just $29.95. To Midas, nothing's more important than your safety, and keeping it safely on the road costs less than you think when you trust the Midas Touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra, subject to availability. Oil change includes up to 5 quarts of multi-grade oil, other grades and synthetics extra. Most vehicles, diesel vehicles extra. Not valid with discount offers. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Prices and participation may vary.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right, here's somebody said the Clash were better than the Rolling Stones, so we thought we'd throw a little Clash. 848, 13 minutes in front of, or 12 minutes rather, in front of 9 o'clock, high today 83 under sunny skies. We'll talk about religion and the left coming up after 9 o'clock, plus open phones. And we're just taking a little departure here. We're taking a little departure here. And talking music. Because I just felt like it. And who's better than the Stones? And I'm getting pounded here. I'm absolutely getting pounded. Let me go to Rich in Denver. Rich, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jenny. How are you doing?
All right. What do you think, man? Am I going to get pounded by you, too?
No, not at all. You know, I have a little different opinion than the Richard that just called before. I was down in Rio in February and saw the Stones down on Savannah Beach.
Wow,
yeah.
How was that?
It was amazing. I thought they were amazing. You know, I mean, I was thinking to myself, what band could be out there now that could pull in almost 1.5 million people down, you know, in a concert like that? I mean, maybe you too? I don't know.
Well, you know, that's a really good question. I think it's a good question for people to ponder. What band could pull 1 million? How many people were there? 1.5 million?
Well, they said the estimates were 1.2 million.
Wow.
I mean, if you can imagine, they were right in the middle of the beach, and the whole length of the beach was filled with people only there to see, you know, the Rolling Stones.
Where were you? Were you at a hotel? Were you right there on the beach?
Well, I'd say the hotel. I was actually down there working the concert, so I was pretty lucky to, you know, get the chance to do it. But, you know, it was the most impressive thing I've ever seen.
Wow. I wish I could have gone. You know what, Rich? You rock, man. I thank you for the call.
Okay.
Take care. Well, all right. Those of you who are critics of the Stones, who pulls in 1.2 million? Who can do that? Tim in Boulder. Tim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I love the Stones. One of the best albums of all time was that octagon-shaped one. It's Tuesday, Honky Tonk Woman, Painted Black, all those.
Yeah, I can't think of the title of it for some reason. I was just looking at it the other day, too.
The only question I have is, they've done some real stinkers, and I got to say, The Beast of Burden is kind of the worst song I've ever heard from them. But
well, now the other guy called in and said he thought it was the best.
I think I would put that song on if I had a 70s party and we all wore polyester and had a disco ball, maybe. But that's about the only time I'd listen to that song. One thing, though, I think, you know, I'm a scientist, and one of the things you do when you're a scientist is you try to make a side-by-side comparison.
Right, right.
And I think if you put on the headphones with good separation and you listen to the full side of Dark Side of the Moon, you probably should have a little bit of stimulant in your system. And then you put on, actually, I might do that tonight. I'll put on the Octagon Rolling Stones one, and then I'll just, because those would be my two top.
Yes. So you're like I think it was Wendy who called in, or not, maybe not Wendy, I can't remember her name, who called in, and you would list Pink Floyd up there.
Well, you know, Pink Floyd's not a commercial band, so if you're talking about making money, no doubt about
it. No, I'm not talking about making money. I'm talking about just your flat out all time favorite rock and roll band.
If you listen to Pink Dark Side of the Moon with really nice headphones, it's hard to not have a euphoria come over you after that.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Thank you for the call.
All right.
Okay. I don't know anything about euphorias. I wouldn't know anything about that. Let's go to Jim in Boulder. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I won't be the 1,000th person to say how you're doing this morning.
That's all right. You can ask me. I'm doing fine.
How you doing, buddy?
we've extensively covered 70s and 60s rock and roll, but there will never, ever, and you don't even hear it here in the Denver market, it's a tragedy, is the great golden oldies that I grew up with from my parents. And the 50s songs, Danny and the Juniors in the Hop, let me tell you, you can wet your chicken at the Hop. You got the Rolling Stones writing lyrics like that?
Well, let me tell you, I'll give you my all-time
so
favorite.
Great.
All right, I'll give you my all-time favorite late 50s, early 60s song.
Yeah.
I Only Have Eyes for You by the Flamingos.
Oh, they had this other song on.
So
Lovers Never Say Goodbye. That's a beautiful song. And the Denver market never plays it. They just play 60s and 70s oldies. But if you listen to 88.9, public radio station on a dial, they'll play from 10 till 12, great 50s oldies. Also, you rock and roll, though. So who can't play In My Time of Dying by Led Zeppelin? That's a killer rock and roll song.
Well, Zeppelin's definitely up there. There's no question about it. I love Zeppelin. But still, if I had my choice, Stones.
Yeah. And Stones. The honky-tonk music, I love it. It's great working music. We work to that music when you're up in the mountains. What a great atmosphere it creates and stuff. Look, gotta love the old honky-tonk.
All right, Jim. Appreciate it, man. Thanks. Boy, I thank everybody who's calling in on this morning. It's nice to be able to occasionally take a break from staring into the abyss and just hanging out and having some fun. Noah in Arvada. Noah, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, I just want to make a suggestion to you.
Sure.
I'm not sure if this band's local, but they play here all the time. You ever heard the Railbenders?
I've heard of them. I've never heard them, though.
It's country music, but it's country music that's more like, classic, like Johnny Cash, Hank Williams.
Right.
It is great, Jay. I bought every single CD I can from theirs, and I can listen to them all fresh and weird, and I love every song.
You know what? Then I got to definitely check it out. Who is this, the Railbenders?
The Railbenders.
Yeah, somebody sent me an email about them not too long ago, maybe about 4 months ago.
They play here all the time. Go see them in concert. It's like one of those concerts that you go see and everyone's there just having a good time and, like, everybody's your brother.
Do you like classic country music, Noah?
I like older country music. Newer country music doesn't really stir me. But then again, when I was younger, I despised country. It took me getting into rockabilly music to cross over.
See, I've always loved what I consider to be classic country music, which, does not include the pop-tinge stuff, but I'm talking about the hardcore. We're talking Haggard. We're talking...
You're going to love the Railbenders.
Yeah, we're talking Lefty Frizzell. We're talking the old Ray Price. We're talking Johnny Bush was a guy's name. We're talking, all that really, Webb Pierce, all that really early stuff, man. I mean, the harder it is, Buck Owens, the harder it is, the better I like it.
You're going to love the Railbenders. I mean, really, the first time I ever heard it was I was sitting over at a bar called the Streets of London, and it has the most eclectic jukebox you're going to find. I love that place. And it was on there, and I played some songs. I'm like, wow, I like every single one. And since then, I bought all their stuff, and I try and see them in concert whenever I can. They're great.
All right, man. You know what? They're on my shopping list. As a matter of fact, I'm checking it out, the Railbenders, today.
Well, I got one more band for you, though.
Okay, go ahead.
The Pogues.
Oh, I remember them.
Dude, I can listen to the Pogues at any point in time, and they'll just put me in a good mood. It's just like happy music.
They're okay. I mean, I haven't heard them in a long, 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 long time, but I do remember them.
They're pretty much gone. I mean, they did a reunion concert on the East Coast this year, and I wanted to go see it, but money was tight. But really, that band is just great. And they spawned a whole generation of other bands who are using Irish music to cross over, so they're kind of like the godfathers of that.
Yeah, what's the big Irish band that tours a lot?
Flogging Molly. That's more punkish Irish. But
is it the Cranberries? Are they an Irish group?
A little bit. They have like an influence, but it's not really like traditional sounding or anything like that. But there's a lot of there's this one band I can't think of right now that's always up at the Big Bear, or the Little Bear, excuse me. And for some reason they love that place. They'll play there all the time. I just can't think of the name for my life. Mm. It's just not coming to my head.
All right, Noah. Thanks, man. Hey, I'm onto those Railbenders, brother.
Yeah, they're great.
All right, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Do I got time to squeeze one more in? Let me go to Kelly Joe in Boulder. Kelly Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, listen, I got to agree with you on that old country stuff.
Oh, good.
Love it. Love it. And I love it when you guys play it. I'm actually related very, very distantly by marriage to Lefty Frizzell.
Oh, wow, how great is that?
It's pretty cool. So
yeah.
I've been listening to him since I was a kid.
Oh, me too. I love him. I worship him.
So I got to tell you, though, on the greatest rock and roll band ever, I got to go with U2, baby.
Oh, you too, huh?
Yeah, you too. I mean, come on. They've been going for like 26 years now or 25 years now, and they, you know, you didn't, 25 years in, you didn't, I don't think you heard the Stones putting out nearly as exciting stuff as U2 is now.
You know? I don't know about that.
And U2's always changing it up. I mean, they're doing the big crowds. Still.
You know what? John Turk, who produces the show, hates U2.
Does he?
He's in the other room making faces.
I don't hate U2. I just don't like Bono very much.
Oh, I love Bono.
What's wrong with you? Bono's got a social conscience. What's wrong with you, Turk?
I'm just not a big fan of them. I don't know why.
Well, that's the other thing about them. I mean, they've got the whole band has got a social conscience, and they're not shy about talking about it. And anyway, I love them.
Yeah,
I mean, come on, the Stones on the Super Bowl, they just looked old and tired, and they're playing the same old stuff.
Oh, that hurts my feelings.
You didn't see the Super Bowl. They really. I'm like, honey, if you can't get no satisfaction at this age, you got some problems.
You know what, Kelly Joe? If I wasn't married, we could play this song and make out in my car.
Okay.
I love you. I'll see you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
I love this song. Reminds me of a foggy U.S. 101 in California when I was a kid. All right, Religion and the Left and Open Phones coming up on AM 760.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Okay, you're at a party, and the person you've always imagined spending the rest of your life with is actually talking to you. You're not just talking, but you're downright charming. Your stories are funny, your response is witty, your teeth mercifully without spinach flakes. If your next thought is whether your obnoxious roommate or your mother, the mood killer, will be home, well, it might be a good time for your first house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice, like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider that your mom's house might be as sexy as a smelly t-shirt, consider Amber Homes, a higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Net. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. The jury has reconvened at the Zacharias Moussaoui death penalty trial to hear the defense case for sparing his life. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato is there.
The defense faces an uphill battle. These jurors already have found that Moussaoui's actions before September 11th qualify him for the death penalty. They've had to listen to heartbreaking stories from 9/11 victims and relatives about the devastation caused. They've heard recordings and seen videos that dramatically display the horror that day. Moussaoui's lawyers hope to show he's mentally ill and that he should not be made a martyr.
I think he deserves the death penalty.
Tom Burnett's son died on United Airlines Flight 93. In court yesterday, the voice of Tom Jr. was heard in the cockpit voice recording. The rains let up in Northern California, but not for long. The forecast calls for more downpours tomorrow.
This is John Blackstone in San Rafael in Northern California. I'm beside a stream where water is pouring off the hillside. This is usually dry at this time of year here. But this year, April has been unusually wet. Water is pouring off the hills here, and that's a sign that the ground is saturated. It can't absorb any more water. When that happens, the hills become unstable. Mudslides are the result.
In Mill Valley, a 73-year-old man is still missing after a mudslide engulfed his home. Police in southeastern Pennsylvania say they're talking to a person of interest in the case of six bodies found in the basement of a home. Some of the bodies were wrapped in sheets and blankets. Upstairs, investigators found blood, bone fragments, and a hammer. One thing about fast food, it's the same all over the world. Or is it? CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan reports.
Just listen to these numbers. At a New York City McDonald's, a nuggets and fries combo had more than 10 grams of trans fat. Same meal in Denmark, less than 1 gram, and about 3 grams in Spain and Russia. Harvard cardiologist Darius Mosafarian.
Between 6% and 20% of all heart attacks in the United States
might be due to intake of trans fatty acids.
Experts say many restaurants in this country still use partially hydrogenated vegetable oil high in trans fat to save money. McDonald's insists it's working to try to change that. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
When her heart was failing 10 years ago, a little girl in South Wales had a piggyback transplant. The donor heart was placed alongside her own. Recently, when the donor organ started to fail, Hannah Clark's doctor came out of retirement, helped remove it, and restart her original heart.
I felt excited and pleased. I just wanted to be normal.
Seems to be working just fine. She's 12 years old now.
It's been a hard...
It's been a hard few years for Michael Jackson, with legal trouble and slumping record sales, but the Beatles are his ace in the hole. Jackson owns a stake in a music publishing catalog that includes 251 Beatles songs. Reportedly, he might soon sell part of his interest to refinance a $270 million debt. The Dow is 27 points higher right now. This is CBS News.
I'm here with Julie, who takes calls from folks with questions about GSK medicines. Julie, healthcare's confusing. How can you help someone find the answers?
Well, I listen, and I often ask questions back.
Like?
Like, do they know what their medicines are treating? How to take them?
Mm-hmm.
And if they need help paying for them?
And you don't hang up until they have answers?
Absolutely not. And if we don't have the answers, we put them in touch with someone who does.
GSK. Finding a way forward. One call at a time.
At CompUSA, we're kicking off our two-day crazy credit sale with a Midnight Madness on Friday. Go crazy with no-interest financing for up to 60 months. That's 5 years of no interest on purchases of the latest technology over $2,499. It's this Friday until midnight and all day Saturday. Only at CompUSA. We got it. We get it.
Same as cash offer on approved CompUSA consumer card purchases. If not paid in 60 months, finance charges assessed from purchase date. Variable APR, standard 22.15, default 26.15. Minimum finance charge, $2.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The husband of a babysitter accused of abusing a five-month-old boy who died claims authorities have the wrong person in custody. 32-year-old Laura Cervantes took the baby last week to St. Anthony North Hospital, where he died. Her husband, Raul Miranda, tells our partners at 9 News through an interpreter that his wife was trying to save the baby.
The mother is a very unfit mother. The child was sick for 3 weeks and didn't take him to the hospital because she claims that she couldn't take the time off of work to go take him to the hospital because she was scared she would lose her job. The mother would drop the baby off. He would eat like he had been starved at home.
Cervantes was arrested Monday and is being held in the Adams County Jail. She is an illegal immigrant. A family dog is attacked a two-year-old from Firestone. Two-year-old Damian Winter was playing on the porch when he was attacked by the dog.
The dog will be maintained under quarantine and has been signed over and relinquished by the family for disposal.
Margie Martinez with the Weld County Sheriff's Office. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, good news is that things are starting to look a little better on the highways, but we're still seeing some slowing westbound I-70 between Kipling and Ward Road. C-470 bunching up eastbound right around Band Amer because of a couple earlier accidents there. The good news is that's been cleared out of your way. I-25 is a little sluggish in both directions across downtown and through T-Rex. Northbounders loaded up leaving the tech center. While if you're headed to the Springs, we have a crash involving a car and a deer stop on I-25 right around Castle Pines. Now, Boulder Street's starting to thin out just a little bit on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal, and Highway 93. Turnpike actually looking pretty good through Broomfield and Westminster.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-551-4299. Again, that's 1-800-551-4299. 1-800-551-4299.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
I talked to Dan Wakefield. Where have all the great progressive religious leaders gone? We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Dan Wakefield has got an essay in Nation Magazine. This comes from his book, his latest book, The Hijacking of Jesus, How the Religious Right Distorts Christianity and Promotes Prejudice and Hate. And Dan, welcome to the program. It's good to have you on.
Yes, sir.
I can't wait to read your book. I just ordered it.
Well, I can't wait for you to read it, too.
Yeah, I just can't wait. All right, you know, I asked this question on the air, it had to be a couple of weeks ago, about when it comes to religion and Christianity in this country, all we ever hear about are the Robertsons, the Falwells, the Dobsons. Where are the religious leaders, the progressive religious leaders on our side?
Well, I tell you, that's really what led me to read the book, because kind of ironic and sad. Today, I just read the obituary of William Sloan Coffin.
Right.
And what got me started on this was that I reviewed a biography of Coffin over a year ago, and it brought me back to the whole passion of those times in the 60s. And in those days, during the Civil Rights Movement or the Vietnam protest movement, when you saw the word Christian, it usually meant somebody fighting for justice. And now, anymore, when you see the Christian in headlines, it means these right-wing guys with their extreme views, like Robertson's suggestion to assassinate the South American president. So it was just very disillusioning to think this is what's happened, and they've sort of taken over the name of Christianity for things that have nothing to do with my understanding of Christianity.
You know, I was talking on the air here when we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago. As a matter of fact, I was talking about it on the air the other day. I mean, it might have been yesterday, that when you think of Christianity, I mean, progressives and liberals have a habit of wanting to, or acting like, or they want to distance themselves from religion because of the branding of Christianity as being part of the radical religious right, when indeed, you know, what about the Berrigan brothers, Martin Luther King Jr.? I mean, the list just goes on and on and on of progressive religious leaders in the past who have had a tremendous influence in this country.
That's right, and it wasn't only from the Christian world. It was the rabbis like Abraham Heschel who joined in the civil rights and anti-war movement.
Right.
And, I traveled around the country last year to talk and sort of find out what was happening and why there weren't any leaders like this. And I did find a few. I'm encouraged by the progressive evangelicals, Jim Wallace,
right,
and Tony Campolo, who have only recently started a new, I don't know if you call it a denomination, but something different from the National Association of Evangelicals and something much more progressive in its outlook. And they're calling themselves Red Letter Christians, not for not red in the political spectrum, but referring to the words of Jesus in the New Testament that in many New Testaments are printed in red. And so let's just go back to that, and let's go back to what Jesus actually said, because then it's going to be very hard to find arguments for further warfare and for discrimination and prejudice against the fringe people of society.
You know, Bill Clinton, former President Bill Clinton, was making this point the other day at a fundraiser about the Democratic Party, about progressives and liberals and religion. And you're right, there are those people like Jim Wallace out there. I mean, we've had him on the show before, and a lot of people, when I talked about this last time, brought up Tony Campolo to me.
Right.
But you know what? They don't get the media coverage, though, that the radical right gets. Why is that? Is that prejudice on the part of the media, the mainstream media?
Well, I mean, I think most of the mainstream media is conservative in its outlook. And except for Air America, I think there's very few radio outlets or television outlets to accommodate these other voices. And it's not just, by the way, the ironically maybe, when I was going around and saying who's the new Bill Coffin or who's doing anything like that, a lot of the answers were Rabbi Michael Lerner,
right.
who you know has Tikkun magazine, and he started a whole movement called the Network of Spiritual Progressives, and is having a conference coming up in May again. Had one last year in Berkeley. So these guys are out there, but even with setting up their own radio programs in some places locally, they're against like a 900-pound gorilla in terms of the power that the conservatives have in the especially in radio and television. And the conservatives started decades ago. And I remember I talked to somebody in the Methodist Church who said, you know, about 20 years ago we made a decision not to go heavily into television, and it was a huge mistake. And so now they're sort of starting from the bottom, trying through the Internet to begin to get some unified voice. But we've really been asleep in terms of this and not taking seriously the religious right, the Christian coalition, the fundamentalists.
Yeah, the religious right definitely has a foothold in the media, and they built their own separate infrastructure, and then they've got shadows of it. I mean, you got people like, Falwell's got a huge media empire. So does Dobson's got a pretty big media empire. There's Salem Broadcasting, which has a pretty good media empire. And when you look at progressives and you look at liberals and people on the left, you know, you're right. We really don't have one. We've always relied on national public radio or community radio stations, and unfortunately they just don't have, well, NPR now is starting to shift more towards the right, but they don't have the kind of reach that the Dobsons and the Falwells and the religious right have in this country.
And it's not just Dobson and Falwell. There are people not as well known but who still have in the millions of listeners and watchers. There's a guy down here, I'm in Florida, and some of the biggest original mega churches are in Fort Lauderdale, and one of them there where the minister is a man named D. James Kennedy, and he was in on the early days of the Christian coalition, and he has his own empire of television and radio that goes to some million viewers and listeners, and and there are other people like him around too. So it's really a huge structure that they have that they've been working on for three decades, and the liberals and progressives have done nothing about that.
So it leads me to the question: how do we fight back? How do we reclaim the mantle of religion? How do we get it back because we once had it?
Well, I think what Wallace and Michael Lerner, among others, are doing, there are many grassroots groups. I think one thing that's got to happen is I would like to see the Democratic Party be aware that they have a natural base in mainstream Protestantism that they don't seem to call on, or they don't seem to realize is there, or they're ashamed of, or something.
Right. You just made an important point. It's almost as if collectively we're ashamed to admit that there are people who are good progressives, good liberals, and good Democrats who are religious.
Yeah, yeah. My favorite quote in that, and this actually happened, of a young man in Boston saying it was easier for him to come out as gay in Boston than to come out as religious in the Democratic Party. And there are a number of other people who've talked about this and said, you know, they're met with real condescension,
right,
at best. And the irony is, and that's true, it's true for most of the media and as well as for most of the Democratic Party, and it's just a terrible loss. And it's like, using the phrase the hijacking of Jesus. And one person I interviewed said, well, not exactly a hijacking. We let it happen right in the broad light of day. And that's true, too, that it's only now. I think, really, people were shocked into action by the Bush's reelection. And now there's a lot of things, but it's like playing catch-up against a very, very powerful group, and which is backed by tremendous money and foundations that back these think tanks and training programs for conservatives. And there's nothing like that on the liberal or progressive side.
Yeah, we're just starting to build ours. Dan, thank you. Good to have you on the show. And I just can't wait to get your book, and I can't wait to read it. And I just thank you for being part of the program this morning.
Thank you. My pleasure.
All right. There's Dan Wakefield, and his book is called The Hijacking of Jesus, How the Religious Right Distorts Christianity and Promotes Prejudice and Hate, Nation Books. And he's got an essay in the latest edition of The Nation magazine. Go to thenation.com, or you can also go to danwakefield.com. All right, open phones are underway now, 303-713-7600. And whatever it is you want to talk about, hey, let's get it on. We'll do it until 10 o'clock. And if you want to go back and start talking about music again, or if you want to talk about anything else that we've talked about this morning, or if you got something else on your mind that perhaps we didn't cover and didn't get to, please feel free to call in now. I got four open lines at 303-713-7600. All right, just Mr. Congeniality this morning. I really am. And don't forget to sign up for that Costa Rica trip to get involved in it, to get your name drawn, or your name called out on the air, I should say, to win that.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
What if an expert who knew everything about Denver business could give you a 5-minute listing once a week of people and companies to read more about or to contact in order to move your business forward? Imagine the time you'd save and the money you'd make. Well, you can have this expert and his list, but it'll cost you $1.09 a week. Call 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
Do some call you a health nut? If so, I bet you're concerned about the water you drink. I know your brain is. It's 75% water. So maybe the reason you're not thinking so straight anymore is because of all that dirty water swishing around in your brain. I got a solution for you. Polar Bear Water Distillers. They produce 100% pure water. Unlike bottled water, you can control the source of your health and save money to boot. Give us a call at 303-499-9769 to find out more. Oh yeah, you're having a hard time with that dirty brain of yours. To contact the nice people at Boer Superior Water, call 303-499-9769. And if you're tech savvy, you can find us on the web at the4superiorwater.com. Polar Bear Water Distillers. For those of you who care about pure body and mind, Polar Bear.
And there's a lot of suspicion and mistrust out there particularly when it comes to things advertised on the radio, and particularly when it comes to car dealers. And I don't know any way to disarm that or to get you to open yourself up to the idea that Rocky's Autos is not like that, that there's nothing to be suspicious about. What I can tell you is that Mary and I have been shopping at Rocky's since 1996, 97. I can't remember the first year that we bought our first car there. And we have had nothing but great luck. We have sent our friends there. And you know, what I urge you to do is, if you want to get the most bang for your buck when it comes to buying a car, get out to Rocky's and check it out for yourself. Right now, their matching down incentive is going on up to $1,500. You put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down, and it's like having $3,000 down. And they've got great people working out there. They are bound to determine to make you happy. And you're not going to get that kind of a treatment at just any car dealership. And they've got the largest selection of clean, late model cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. And every automobile is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Cares, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Plus, an extra hour of shopping power from Rockies. They're open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. now. So check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. Check out their TV ads. Check out their business philosophy. Check out their selection. But whatever you do, get out to Rockies. Save some money. Meet my friends out there. See the Al Shear brothers and others working at Rockies, because they really are good people. Rockies Auto is located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the internet is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah. Stone. 924, 24 minutes after 9. High today, 83. AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you. I am so tempted. We're in open phones, by the way. 303-713-7600. I am so tempted.
Yeah, you got it.
To tell you what went on in here this morning, but I don't know if I get in trouble. John, should I talk about what went on this morning here? No, John goes, no. Don't say anything on the air about it. Because I don't know if management will get on my case or not if I said something about it. What? Just say it. What are you saying? Yeah. Yeah. We don't need to mention that?
I mean, you can maybe tell them that you drank coffee today for the first time in how long, Jay?
Should I be unprofessional and should I say something about it? Oh, God, because I know Mary's at home listening. All right, I'm going to make this admission. What's the worst they can do? All they can do is fire me. Check this out. And this happens. And I don't think I've made any secret about this. I'm bipolar manic depressive. Or I'm bipolar, I guess is what they call the condition. And I was on this medication that caused me to gain a lot of weight. So my doctor took me off the medication, and I've lost about 40 pounds. But I've been going through this phase of switching my meds, trying to get on some kind of a med that would stabilize my mood. And I don't mind talking openly about mental health, because we don't talk about it openly in this society, and people are ashamed of it or they don't want to face it. And you know, I got no problems with that. So I got a different medication yesterday, and I took it at 3 o'clock. I woke up this morning, and it was like I was stoned. And I barely made my way into work. And the first 3 hours, 2.5 hours of this show, were literal hell. And now I've got like 33 minutes left, and I'm going to make it.
You couldn't wait another 33 without throwing it out there.
Unbelievable that I made it this morning, you know? It's just a testimony to you, to the people who listen to the show, who called up this morning, and thank God I had callers like right off the bat at 6 o'clock. You know, agree or disagree, I have, and I'm blessed, that I have the most wonderful audience of my 33 years in this business. Yeah, I get dirty emails from people. I get nasty emails. Yeah, I get argumentative sometimes. Yeah, I blow my cool sometimes. No question about it. But by and large, 99.99% of the people who listen to this station participate, they care, they're passionate. Man, how can you lose? And I feel sorry for other talk show hosts who don't have the chance to be part of this radio station. To be part of progressive talk and the left, because we just got the best people. All right. So thank you, everybody, for all your help this morning. All right, let's go to the phones, and we go to Suzanne in Fort Collins. Suzanne, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Thank you for your show. I just discovered it a few weeks ago. I can't stand the radical right. I don't listen to them. I like NPR. But I'm so glad you brought up the mental health issue, because I have two sons who are mental health consumers, and I'm part of National Alliance for Mental Illness, and also the Colorado one.
Oh, they're a wonderful organization. They are wonderful. NAMI is a wonderful organization.
Oh, I'm so glad that you're involved with them. And I am a progressive Christian, and you mentioned Jim Wallace's name. I have heard him in person. That guy is the most terrific Christian man, and he follows what he says. He works it. He does it.
We had him on here once. I had him on for, and this was very early in the show, about a year ago. I had him on for one segment, and his book that he has out currently, and what he had to say was, I think, extremely, extremely inspiring. In fact, I read his book twice. I thought it was so good.
Oh, I've got to read it, too, then. I know about it. I haven't read it yet.
You should read it. And I'll tell you something else. Jimmy Carter's new book, or actually it's not new now, it's been out for quite a while, is also another great book to read, because he's got a section about religion in there, and it is really, really, really worth reading. I recommend both those books to you highly.
I did read that one. And I think the problem that we've got from the radical left, or the radical right, and then the progressives and the Democrats, is the fact that we split Christianity and we follow the parts that we can follow and agree with, and we don't follow the other parts. And I'm judging myself, too, because I'm not perfect and I do things that are wrong. And I'm in a second marriage, having been divorced. So I see that the Democrats will follow the social gospel. The Republicans get into the abortion, morality,
right,
marriage
right.
part of it.
Well, you know what we have to do? What we have to do, and I've been talking about this now for a couple of months, and I don't care what religion you are, Christian, Jewish, Islam, whatever it might be, we have to reclaim the mantle of the goodness of religion and take back the goodness of religion and take it back from the radical right. Suzanne, thank you. I appreciate the call, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you, and I hope you feel better.
I will. I love you. I'll talk to you later.
I love you, too. Bye-bye.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. We'll take more of your calls coming up here. Do I have time to squeeze one more in before the traffic? Can I do that? All right, we'll do Bailey real quick, and then Chris and Paul both have music groups that they want to do, so we're going to get into that. Here's Barry Manilow's biggest fan, Bailey.
thanks, Jay. Good news is earlier accidents on the highway, they have been cleared out of the way. We're still seeing a little bit of slowing, though, westbound I-70 as you make your way over towards I-270, C-470 bunching up right around Bandimere and I-25. A little sluggish as you head into downtown and through T-Rex. Now, northbounders, seeing a tough ride coming out of the tech center. And if you're headed down to the Springs, do have one accident working, a car and a deer. They're tangled up right around Castle Pines. Now, Boulder Street's in good shape. Move along fine on the diagonal, Foothills Parkway and Highway 93. Turnpike also seeing a nice ride through Broomfield and Westminster. And today's going to be a nice day. Sunny, warm, highs close to 80. We're at 56 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Right now, get $1,000 April bonus cash on the hottest Dodge vehicles when you finance through Chrysler Financial.
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You are a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Yeah, now the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs, all internet priced. Hey, nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Is this what the legal system sounds like to you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Order in the court.
If you've been injured in a traffic or any other serious accident, you need an attorney who can make sense of the complex legal system. The attorneys at Gregory O'Sullivan will work on a contingency fee basis to get your medical bills and lost wages paid and more. Call Gregory and O'Sullivan now for a free consultation at 720-266-4910. 720-266-4910.
Is replacing your car's windshield on your to-do list? Give Shock Glass a call. They handle the insurance paperwork so you don't have to. Their mobile installers can have your auto glass replaced while you work. Want a discount? Ask your coworkers if they also need their auto glass replaced. For a quick quote, call Kenny Shock at 720-226-4914. Whether for commercial, residential, or auto, give Kenny Shock a call at 720-226-4914.
If you're suffering from thinning hair, I've just got one question for you. Why? I mean, Proceed wants you to try their new powerful formula, risk-free, so you can actually see yourself develop thicker, fuller hair. We're so confident you'll see results after just one application that we're giving you Proceed to try completely risk-free. You just use Proceed one time, and you won't need another application for 3 months. That's right, use it once and forget about it for months. We could tell you about men across America who are enjoying thicker, fuller hair thanks to Proceed. But we want you to see the power of Proceed firsthand. So try it risk-free and get a free bottle of our innovative volumizing shampoo today. You'll see results after your first application, guaranteed. Just call 1-800-492-3423. Face it, with this offer, there's no excuse for thinning hair, because now you can try it completely risk-free. That's 1-800-492-3423. 1-800-492-3423.
224-1938. That's 1-800-224-1938 to find out more about H57's free bottle promotion. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-224-1938 or visit myh57.com.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 9:34, 26 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. High today, 83, mostly sunny skies. Open phones, 303-713-7600. You know the Irish band I was trying to think of? Chieftains. Are they Irish? All right, it's open phones. Let me go to Chris, speaking of music, at the DTC. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, two things, man, real fast. Two of my favorite bands have got to be Aerosmith and Kiss.
You know what? I saw Kiss live once, and really, when I was a disc jockey in Amarillo, Texas, and they were just becoming popular. I mean, they just had I can't think. What was their first number one song? Do you remember?
No, I sure don't.
I can't think of it either. But anyway, they came to Amarillo. And I went and saw them live, and you know what? They put on a really good show.
They rock, man, and they're so great. Paul Stanley is just a good vocalist.
Yeah,
and they really are good entertainers. You know? As well as being performers, I really like them.
What is the song? I just want to rock and roll all night.
Yeah,
and party every day. That's when I saw them, when that was out.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. And then the second thing I just wanted to say: last three presidential elections, I've predicted them all. And I got to say, for this year, I'm saying Biden in 06. That's my opinion.
You think Biden will do it in 08, you mean?
All right, sorry, yeah, in 08, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you really think that Biden can, and I've seen him speak in person, and he's pretty charismatic and he's pretty good. Do you think that Biden can get by Hillary Clinton?
I do. I really think that when it really comes down to the wire, I don't think she's going to do it. And I think that right now, with the standpoint that he has on things and just the common speak that he's using for the Democrats and just for everybody else out there, I really think he's got what it takes to get it done.
What about Mark Warner of Virginia?
You know what? I just don't think he has, he doesn't have 29 years in the Senate like Biden does. You know, he just doesn't have that, he doesn't have that clout that Biden does, and I really just think he's going to get it done. I think he should have run last time. I wish he would have, and the DNC stopped him for some reason. But I think this year he's going to get it done, or I'm sorry, in 08 he's going to get it done. So.
Well, you know, the only thing I can say about that is, though, you know what they say, and I don't know if this is true or not, but this is what they say. If you have a legislative record, it's easier to pick on you and to give you a hard time than it is, say, if you come out of a governorship and you really don't have any kind of a legislative record.
Oh, I fully agree. The one thing I like about him, though, is he's not the type of guy that'll sit back and take it. I mean, he's the type of guy that'll fire right back at him, and I think that's what we need.
Well, you know what? That part about him is very, very true. He's very, very, very outspoken. Hey, Chris, thank you, man. Great call.
Thanks a lot, man. See you later.
Okay, talk to you. All right, well, what about that? What about Joseph Biden? So what do we got here? We got Hillary, we got Biden, we got Warner, we got Edwards, we got Kerry. Who else is out there? Am I leaving anybody? I'm leaving somebody out, I know. Oh, Russell Feingold. So we got Feingold, potentially. I'm trying to think now. I'm racking my brain. Am I leaving anybody else out? I don't know if I'm leaving anybody else out or not. Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Jay.
Hey.
Hey, Nancy Pelosi and Barbara Boxer, too.
They're not going to run, though.
No, I know. I know. Let's throw a couple more women in. But, you know, Jay, I'm really glad that you talk about mental illness. You know, I told you I lost a daughter to mental illness. It needs to be talked about more, and we need to dump a whole lot more money into the system.
You know what? I agree, and I'll tell you something. As much as we got down on her case for that whole parental music thing that she launched, which was Tipper Gore, she was one of the few first ladies we've ever had that's really gotten into the whole mental health subject.
Right, right. Yeah, it just needs to be talked about more, and like I say, a lot more money dumped into it. But my favorite musical group are Queen, Van Halen, and Three Dog Night.
Oh, Three Dog Hype. I don't dig the Three Dog Night, man. Three Dog Hype. And I'm not so sure about Van Halen. I'm kind of lukewarm about them.
Yeah, yeah.
But well, I like Queen. I like Queen with Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, yeah. And even the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
They're all right. The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not, you know, I wouldn't put them at the top of my, you know, favorite as far as progressive or country acts would go. But, you know, they're okay. But I'm interested in why do you like the Three Dog Night?
Oh, I just like a lot of their songs. That's all. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. The Three Dog Hype, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Paul. Take care, man.
All right, Jay. You too.
See you later.
See ya.
I'm not sure about the Three Dog Night. Let's go to Vela. Is that it? Vela in Fort Collins? Vela, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
I work with the mentally disabled at Foothills Gateway.
Mm.
And I've listened to you when you were here 5 years ago, 4 years ago.
Right.
And I always have admired you for advocating for bipolar and the other mental illnesses. My granddaughter went to Denver during, they didn't know they would have to go through downtown when they had the rally for the Hispanics.
Oh, yeah, right. The immigration?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And she saw the homeless people standing on the street, and she had never seen homeless people before because she's pretty sheltered and lives in Fort Collins.
Oh, wow, yeah.
18 and a half, and she has really been concerned about it. And I'm very concerned about it with the Republicans being so, we're so righteous and we're so Christian that we don't want to spend any money to help people that really do need help. And I've heard you say it before that the homeless people, a lot of them are mentally.
A lot of them out there, yeah, are mentally mental problems.
Yeah.
You know, there's a segment of them that are veterans. There's a segment of them that are veterans and have mental problems. And there's a segment of
yes.
them that have mental problems. There's some out there, though. There's some out there, though, that are fakers. There's also the Republican attitude that, by and large, they're there because they want to be there, which is not true. And,
well, some of them are there because that's the last stroke of independence they have.
And it's the only place for them to go.
Yeah. And then the other thing I wanted to tell you was, over the years, I was at the first Moody Blues concert I mean, I've gone to a lot of those. The first Rolling Stone concert when Mick Jagger's came to the United States
in
Houston.
Oh, wow.
And he was very arrogant at that time.
Well, he's still arrogant, kind of.
I know. But the Moody Blues has gotten me through raising four children independently after I got divorced with very little child support. And I feel like a lot of people want to say, oh, life just shot me in the knees here. I don't have my life like I would like it to be. But if you get out and you work hard, you will always find something and you can always do something. And I'm very proud that my kids have done this.
You should be.
I never had more than a high school education, and some of them never had more than a high school education. But we've always been able to make it. My immigrant grandparents spoke German, but they learned English. My Irish grandmother was an orphan. And I'm very impressed with my family lineage. We were extremely poor, but I live in a nice house, but my kids had to help me build it. And I look at what I have, and I feel like I've always been democratic, even when I was in Houston when Nixon got in. I used one of the school buses because my company was a private school bus company, and we volunteered to go around and help people get to the election.
Oh, good for you.
And from listening, my son from Houston was up here last year, and he turned me on to 7600 Air America, and I now subscribe to several liberal magazines, and I really, really feel if people that are liberal and I'm religious, I take my client to church every Sunday, but we don't believe that we should be cruel to people. We believe we should be kind to people. And I just really, really strongly feel that you and Ed Schultz are doing an excellent job, and I am so proud that Ed Schultz uses you to substitute for.
Well, thank you. You know what? You're very, 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 very kind. Thank you so much for a great call. And you know what? Hey, I don't have more than a high school education either. You know what? You can be smart. All you got to do is read.
Reading does it.
Reading does it. Hey, thank you. Call me again, please.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
You bet. Yeah, I never... You know, I mean, I got into this totally into talk by accident, actually, because I was a smart aleck and politically oriented as a morning man, playing country music, as a matter of fact, and got an offer from a talk station. And do I know everything there is to know? Like, you know, as Bella says, I mean, you know, you can be as educated as the next person. Look, you know what? The president of the United States has been to Harvard and also Yale, and how smart is he? 9:44, 60 minutes away from 10 o'clock. One line open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Whatever's on your mind, we'll do it on this good look. I mean, it's great looking out today. And thanks so much for being part of the program. Don't forget, you can win an eco...
A man gives a woman flowers. What does this mean? He loves me? He's up to something. You each experience a different reaction based on your history. Your beliefs determine how you respond. Your beliefs also determine how you respond to customers, clients, or patients. Let the Impact Institute align your people's beliefs with the goals of the company. The Impact Institute at impactinst.com. Visit for a free gift. Creating impact through people, one person at a time.
VH1 Classic presents two of the greatest bands of their era playing nothing but hits. The New Cars and Blondie, together live. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Blondie and the New Cars. Todd Rundgren, Elliot Easton, Greg Hawks, Kasim Sultan, and Prairie Prince. For the first time in 17 years, the New Cars and Blondie. The event you don't want to miss, May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. Get your tickets on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone at 303-830-TIXS or online at HOB.com. Purchase your tickets online and get a free New Cars and Blondie digital album through eMusic. Let the good times roll again. May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. The New Cars Road Rage Tour 2006 and Blondie. Produced by House of Blues Concerts.
760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Suppose I gave you responsibility for walking three young children across a busy parking lot. They have little minds of their own, and sometimes drivers aren't paying all that much attention. So for the Sienna minivan, Toyota has dual power sliding doors. Push a button, and by the time your kids reach the car, the doors are already wide open, and they can get safely inside. The back hatch can also open automatically for you to load groceries or soccer balls or lovable but hyperactive dogs. And the quicker those are out of the way, the easier it is to keep your eyes on those little people you're responsible for. This may seem like a small thing, dual power sliding doors, but if you've ever had to manage kids in a parking lot, you can see how bright an idea it is. And now, you can get terrific deals on the intelligently designed Sienna minivan. Toyota, a smart way to keep moving forward.
Standard on XLE and limited models only.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer, or for more information, please log on to toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
Do you long for a sense of the sacred? At North Presbyterian Church, 37th and Federal, we seek the Spirit in all of creation, each human encounter, and everyday events. Come join us in the search. Multicultural worship, 10:30 Sundays, 37th and Federal, Denver.
How would you like to work less, spend more time with your family, and make more money than you ever dreamed of? Now you can. Tori says,
my income goes up every day. My check goes up every month. I now make six figures in my pajamas. It's just amazing. I can walk into a store and buy something without looking at the price tag. It is just a totally different lifestyle.
Go to homebiz2006.com and order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. Log on to homebiz2006.com. homebiz2006.com.
In a busy, stressful world, everyone needs a private getaway to rejuvenate body, mind, and spirit. Restore your joy at Gold Lake Mountain Resort and Spa. Bridging heaven and earth just 30 minutes west of Boulder. GoldLake.com.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz. Find out how to win a fabulous getaway to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica on AM760.net.
Yeah, my man Eddie. He'll be here this afternoon between 1 and 4. 9:48. 12 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. AM760 Progressive Talk. High today 83. Who is this?
Like a bone in a paper sack.
Widespread panic. I knew Turk would have to get some widespread in here. Ever. No, wrong. Not the best ever. Wrong. Okay, open phones 303-713-7600. Back on the phones. Let's go to Tom in Denver. Tom, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Tom.
I just wanted to concur with you on the Stones. The Rolling Stones is absolutely the world's greatest rock and roll band. I'm 32 years old. I saw the Stones when I was 13 in 1989 for the first time, and I was even a Stones fan back then.
Wow, good
and
for you.
Yeah, and I've seen the Stones every tour since. As a matter of fact, the Lyx tour, got to see them three times, two times in California, one, and then my time out here. The Stones are indomitable. I mean, you know, the Beatles broke up in, the Beatles and Zeppelin are great bands, right?
Right.
So the Beatles broke up in, what, 1970, and then the Stones responded with the greatest rock and roll album of all time, in my opinion, Sticky Fingers, and then the tour, one of the most successful rock and roll tours of that time. Stones went on through the 70s. Zeppelin broke up in 1980, another great band, but then the Stones responded with Talk to You, and the biggest, grossest, the biggest money-making tour of that time, the 1981 tour. So you can't, I mean, you got to look at stuff like that. I mean, the Stones, like I say, they're indomitable, and you hear that riff they just played a second ago, Can't You Hear Me Knocking? I mean, that's absolutely... I mean, I love Jimmy Page, but I mean, God, that Hendrix and stuff, but that guitar riff really kind of, really exalts Keith Richards as a guitar player and stuff.
I agree.
And I just want to say that you're totally cool. You are so cool. It's so cool that I can listen to a liberal guy who I agree with and all that stuff. And then not only that, agree on the Stones. And just keep on rocking, Jay. You rock, man.
Hey, man. You know what, Tom? Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm on the same page. But for me, my all-time favorite rock and roll album is Beggar's Banquet.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that whole period, Beggar's Banquet to Exile Main Street, I mean, that output of material is unmatched, in my opinion. Those four albums, I don't think anybody could in that period, Beggar's Banquet, Let It Bleed, Sticky Fingers, Exile Main Street, yeah, it doesn't get any better than that. Oh, and by the way, that Octagon album you guys were talking about earlier, that's Through the Past Darkly.
That's it. I couldn't, for the life of me, I couldn't come up with a name. You know what, man? Thank you. I appreciate this call.
Sure.
It's been a good one. Thanks, man.
All right, thanks, Jay.
All right. Boy, I'm glad we got smart listeners who call up and give you information. What am I going to do with this chair in here? What is up with this chair? Hear that? And, you know, when I was sitting in Fred Schultz, I started doing this. You know, shifting around, and it's like going out over the national network. The chair is making noise. Attention to AM 760 Progressive Talk Management. J. Marvin needs a new chair. And it can't be because of my weight, because I'm losing weight. All right, let me go to Pierre in Hartsel. Pierre, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Good to hear your voice, Pierre.
I'm there with the Stones, too. And the other guy I really love is Van Morrison. So.
Oh, I like Van Morrison. Sure, Blue Money's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, and the guy, like he just said, they're so prolific, and they've been going for years. And if I have Mick Jagger's energy like he had in the Super Bowl, you know, at 62, I'll be thankful. So,
boy, me and you both.
You know, so, I mean, I'm sorry, folks, but, you know, I think they've put out a lot of music all these years, too. So.
Yeah, I agree.
But anyway, what I called about was the guy just called about Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been thinking about this quite a bit, and I think that what we need to do is definitely get the House and the Senate back. And then I would rather see a Republican president, just because I want to see someone else clean up this mess from Iraq, you know? And it'd be like Carter, you know? They trashed Carter, and they're still trashing Carter because he took over a mess, you know? And as far as I'm concerned, let one of them deal with that part of it. But if you have the Senate and the House, then you don't have to worry about their extreme views. So anyway, that's where I'm, because I love Rod Feingold, but I'd hate to see him be in there and be a good guy and then turn out to be trash for the rest of his life because he couldn't do anything about the stupid economy and the mess that they've made.
Well, two things. One, there's a very disturbing article today in the Washington Post where the author is claiming that we may have a hard time getting back the House of Representatives, that there are not enough first-tier candidates out there running. It's very, very disturbing. That's number one. Number two, as far as Jimmy Carter goes, here's something I bet you most people don't realize. Do you realize that actually oil consumption and energy consumption was down under Carter's administration, was lower than it was under any other president, basically, modern? I mean, it was lower. We consumed less than under Nixon. We consumed less than under the Bushes, even under Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing. If we'd had Gore as president, I don't think we'd be, one, in Iraq. Two, he's such a proponent for all renewable energy sources and stuff. You know, it was like Carter doing his speech in his sweater, that
yeah,
type of thing.
That's,
you know,
right.
And always turn the lights off and that kind of crap. You know, do you hear any of that now?
No.
Of course not, you know. But if we had had a few more progressive presidents like that, you know, this country would have had a whole brand new source of energy, as far as I can see, you know, because they would have promoted that instead of $3 trillion that's going to go into this stupid war that we're getting nothing out of. In fact, now they want to nuke Iran. You know, I mean, what are they doing? They are trying to end their world, and I'm not ready to go yet.
Well, we talked about it in the first hour here this morning. You know what they're doing? They're playing the fear card when it comes to Iran.
Iran.
That's what they're doing. They're playing the fear card.
Yeah, well, you know,
they're going to keep doing it, too.
Yep, I know. Okay, well, that's all I had to say.
Thanks. Appreciate the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, we were talking about that in the first hour this morning between 6 and 7 about this administration that, you know what, if they can't get their way on Iran, if they can't get their way on going after Tehran, you know what they'll do? They'll play the fear card in order to get it. And I was asking people this morning between 6 and 7, how successful do you think they'll be at playing the fear card? Because most of us are concerned about this rogue state, this radical Islamic state, getting nuclear weapons. But, you know, being scared of it and then giving in to fear, you know, that's a whole different thing. And as Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. But this administration is very good at going back and playing the fear card time and time again. Let's go to Paul in Estes Park. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, worst rock rock concert I ever went to was Rod Stewart back sometime in the 70s.
Who?
He showed up 45 minutes late, played for 30 minutes, and didn't do an encore. It was bad.
You know, now I've seen country acts that have done that before, most notably Mr. Haggard and also Dwight Yoakam.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They were bad. Hey, I want to thank you for being up front about mental health. I'm an Episcopal priest up here in Estes Park, and I look at my congregation and the people that I serve, and you know, it's obvious to me every single day that health, physical health, and mental health is a continuum that we all live within. And, you know, there's no perfect health either mentally or physically.
No.
And the more we're open about that and talk about it, the less frightening it becomes.
Yeah, I agree. We definitely have to take mental health out of the shadows of this society and start to deal with it, because it is a key to so many of our problems.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
It is. And,
yeah.
And we got to confront it. We have to confront it. And for those people who struggle with this stuff, there's nothing wrong with it. There's no reason to be ashamed, and we should be open and supportive.
Exactly, exactly. And, I hear what you're saying this morning about working with your meds. It's always a rough ride changing over.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill my doctor. I'm telling you, I said to John Turk this morning, he walked in, he goes, hey, man, how's it going? I go, oh, no. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. For the first time in 33 years, now I'm being really honest here, first time in 33 years, I was actually for this morning between about 5:30 and about 6 before I started, I was actually a little panicked because I couldn't figure out, number one, how I was going to make it. I thought to myself, I am really screwed now because I can't, pardon my French, because I can't go home and just, you know, lie down. Now, because of meds, I've done really ridiculous things like fall asleep on the air before, but I had a partner who could carry me, but I was scared this morning, Paul, to be honest with you.
I've friends who've been through some experiences. Yeah, and it is frightening, and that's when you got to rely on your friends.
Yeah, well, you know what, that's why the audience, once again, the people who listen to the station, once again, they get up, they participate, they become involved in the program, and they saved my bacon. Listen, I've got to run, Paul. Thank you. I appreciate the call, man. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you know, my bacon is saved again by those of you who listen and those of you who, you know, get up every morning and spend time with me and get on those phones and participate in the program, and I really, really do appreciate it. And sometime when I have time, I'll tell you the story about how Dwight Yoakam almost got me killed. Okay, you know what? Thank you so much. Back tomorrow morning, Open Phone Friday, Wayne Allard on education and junk food in the schools. We'll talk about it tomorrow on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Be my savior.